KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR. Now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It's been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for us to do our weekly job here as we look at the charts from Talkers Magazine. This is the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of our discussions here on the DJV program from this past week, the top stories and the people list from Talkers Magazine, top 10 in both of those will be the focus of our next hour here. DJVers participating in this for your, I guess, intellectual stimulation, right? Jennifer Horn, when you think of intellectual stimulation, you think of Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington to go through all of this as an ancillary review. What we know, what we may be curious about ourselves with regard to these items. Number 10 on the story list this week is all the technology. Victoria Keelan does the top five countdown of these stories as an ancillary addition to this hour every week. So technology, as it's playing into the coronavirus, pretty much everything on the list this week has a connection to coronavirus. Everything does. And that seems to be the way that it is. Although I tried to separate us from coronavirus a little bit this week on the DJV program.
It's hard to do.
Didn't have much success in doing it. So what, in your mind, Victoria, is the most prominent technological reality? Is it just that we seem to have enough bandwidth to be able to do all of the things that, because everything involves technology, school, entertainment, just being connected?
I would disagree on the top 10 list of they have technology at number 10 this week. I would actually put it much higher because technology is completely, it's the most essential thing we have right now besides our health. And, you know, every single thing that we're doing, whether it's getting groceries delivered or doing online learning for kids in school or working from home, every single thing, we have never needed technology more than we have at this very moment in our history.
You forgot Zoom happy hours.
And Zoom happy hours. Yes, exactly.
I did forget that.
But Jen brings up a great point. This is also how we're staying connected to our loved ones. This is not just, you know, going about daily business. This is, I haven't physically been more than, you know, than 10 feet close. I haven't been within 10 feet of my parents in a month now. So it's, you know, it's so, so important.
So,
but I think the bandwidth so far has the infrastructure so far it has held up.
It's really interesting. I'm looking around. I was just I just got an email from Facebook. They have something called Facebook for Business. We all know about Facebook and the connections. We were talking about the way that people who are dating are using Facebook, that sort of thing. But they're all using all the various social media. And it is a way to be connected, stay together. I send emails to friends that I otherwise wouldn't, you know, I might do if I have time to talk to them, but I just want them to know that I'm thinking about them, so I'll send them a quick just an email. How are you doing? What's going on? That sort of thing. So
in some ways, yeah. People are more connected than we were before.
I agree.
I think so, too. And like with my friend circle, we have a text message that we didn't have before, a text group where we're just constantly checking in with each other. And,
FaceTime. I have
once a week. Now it's every day.
One of the things that I do in my community, I believe in serving and helping as much as I can. I belong to a group trying to save land, public and private land, and we had our meeting, our annual, not our monthly meeting last night, on Skype. So, Zoom, I guess. So that's, everybody's doing it the same way. So technology, I think you're right. It belongs, it has a very important place.
All of the TV shows are on Skype or on Zoom. It's a whole new reality. We don't even see talk shows the same way anymore. Everything is completely, the weather report. We were joking about the weather report.
Right.
the guy's at home telling us what the weather's going to be.
Weather's going to be.
In front of his roaring fireplace. It's great.
Number 9 this week on the story list is the continuing focus on this fiasco. That not only it's the Theodore Roosevelt, the aircraft carrier, started, that's where it started, but then you find out that there are 3 or 4 other aircraft carriers that have the coronavirus rampant all through the ship, and how the, I don't know how else to put it, I mean, it's just the ignoramuses that are, so I understand that you got to have a chain of command and that people have to, they need to follow, they got to be rules, otherwise there's chaos. But there was chaos on this ship. The captain was trying to get the people off. Originally, he had like 90, and then it spread and was worse than that because there are 3,000 people on this ship. 90 people had it, and he was trying to get them off, and they ignored him. So he sent a public letter to get everybody's attention, and for his trouble, he got demoted or basically reassigned.
And the coronavirus, by the way.
And he got sick. Yeah, right. So this is a black eye in terms of
although the guy I think that let him go or that blasted him publicly is gone. It resigned.
Yeah. Good. Yeah, good luck to him. Number 8, the psychology of what's going on. I've talked a lot about what has happened this week in my life, meditation and connecting people with similar thoughts, that sort of thing. There are, as we've both noted, because of the technology, a lot of personal relationships have been enhanced somewhat. But then there are people who feel the distance, and they get worked up about it. And people, basically because the news media, I hang it on them, scaring people, the psychological impact of this is huge.
I think people are scared without even watching TV. I think a lot of people have tuned the news out, and they're still scared. So I know you love to blame the news media for everything.
Well, I
but
think the news
like,
media
this is
has
a scary
a,
time.
A culprit.
For,
well, but they've
for
been investing
who are
some
alone,
headlines.
Yeah. But for people who are alone, this is just who are single or widowed or widowered or whatever. This is a really tough time for them. So anybody you know that is single, we have a few single friends. One friend in particular, we check in with him. We do a happy hour every Friday night with him just to check in because it's lonely. And a lot of people are sinking into a depression with it, too. It's not a great time for that.
No.
Just one note about the news media, because I think I'd like to applaud one group of the media, and that is the local news media. I think they've been doing a really good job. I was thinking about the local newscasts that I've been watching are just down the middle with the facts that you need to know. It doesn't feel like there's a lot of fear-mongering.
Really? That's hard to find.
It's the mainstream media, the national mainstream media that
grind,
I think is
grind, grind.
Is the one that's grinding. And they're creating false headlines. And that's what's really so stupid about all
of this. Or overplaying the role of individuals instead of the thing about the collective good. It's pretty, and this is one of the things that, hopefully will change when we come out of this on the other side, whenever and however that is. Number 7 this week, the celebrities. The celebrities who have it and who have gone through it. I suppose Boris Johnson is a celebrity and an example of somebody who has had a bad case of it, right? Didn't he have a really bad case of
I don't think it was that bad. He wasn't on a ventilator.
I thought he was in ICU for...
He was
in ICU for a few days with oxygen treatment, but not a ventilator. So it didn't get to that point.
Mm-hmm. I think for him, I think they were trying to be extra cautious because he is the prime minister. So they were keeping a really, really close eye.
Well, he also downplayed this. He made himself look foolish.
Well, he may have, but the reason he got this is because he was visiting with patients who had coronavirus. Yeah. So I'm sure that's where he picked it up. But in any case, I think they were being extra cautious with him, although I think he was very sick. I think both of those things were true at the same time.
Right.
And I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if he got the hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah. Well, that's what everybody who's got any brains is going to do, as long as they're checked out health-wise and their heart's not a problem. What? Who else had it, though, this week that we made note of? Do you remember? Ladies, who other, what other
celebrities? Well, we only made note of some deaths, which was sad.
Yeah,
John Prine in the country world. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody, yeah. The woman from Jaws, the actress from Jaws,
she died
from it. Yeah. There's somebody else, too. I think there was a third one. I don't remember.
Well, there's a bunch of them. At any rate, we just know we have to be careful. That's it. Moving along, we'll get to number six in a matter of moments here on the story list. This list put together by the folks at Talkers Magazine. You can find it every week at talkers.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
What's that saying about you can't pour from an empty cup? You have to take care of you so you can continue to take care of others. And if losing weight is on your take care of you list, then this is for you.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrans and I love it. So far I've lost 35 3/4 inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try.
I've been on Calitrans now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. No more pain in my feet. My back feels great and just awesome. It's the best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
I've used Calitrans for a while, and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to size 16, and it makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
Now is the time to put your health on your to-do list. Check out Calitrans at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with basic plans starting at $100 a year. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for a basic liability policy not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Exercising, making smart food choices, and getting enough sleep are all ways to take care of your body every single day as you age. Now there is an easy way to help take care of your brain, too, by adding Prevagen, a proven brain health supplement, to your daily routine. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Ahoy!
Ahoy!
Yoo-hoo! Ahoy!
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 Ahoy there!
Ahoy!
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 In the name
ahoy,
of the great
ahoy,
Neptune, ahoy!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with basic plans starting at $100 a year. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for a basic liability policy not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, moving back into the zone here. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen participates as she can. Number six on the countdown. Working our way toward number one on the story list, the race card, I suppose, race issue. More blacks are dying of the virus than white people in comparison, I guess, numbers, stats, whatever it is.
You know, I read the most interesting survey. I don't know that we spoke about it at all this past week, but not only – so the reason the story is coming out is that the study from the federal government – and actually I think it's been echoed locally where people are actually tracking this demographic information – is that it seems African Americans are getting worse cases of the coronavirus. They're just having a harder time with it. Nobody's immune, but they're having a particularly hard time with it, and the death rate's pretty high. But I also saw a study out this week that said – of all the racial demographic groups, that black Americans are actually taking this the least serious. So Caucasians, Latinos, Asian Americans, they're all actually taking this a little more seriously and actually following the guidelines. And as a demographic, it seems that Black Americans are taking it less seriously, with only 32%, I think, of them worrying about
probably a bunch of different
the
factors.
Virus. Yeah, well, no, but I think it's kind of interesting.
Education,
right.
Opportunity.
And who knows if there's a correlation with that, but it's just, it was just an interesting study that I read.
The black people that I know who would be in different the spheres, the spectrum of rich and poor and educated and not educated, I don't know whether it's different than with white people, but I know that their eating habits are not good. And some people say it's because they don't have the money to buy good food. And so there's been that whole sort of secondary flap here, the reality of more black people dying and then the reasons for it that have been a part of the discussion, if you will. Moving along, we continue number five up next here on the Talk Radio Roundup.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In April, we're covering crimes you can commit against and as authors. It's about how you as an author interact with your audience. And coming up in May, we're discussing how to design the perfect character.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back into the issues of the day and the week. The charts of the week of April 6th to the 10th from Talkers Magazine. They listen and do the research by going online to listen to the stations, the hosts. And these are the stories that have made it this week into the top 10 according to their research. Number 5, this is the first kind of... maybe this started because Joe Biden and Donald Trump talked this week about not the presidential race, but about the virus and what to do. It's probably been interesting to be a fly on the wall to hear what the conversation was. But at any rate, I saw a poll yesterday suggesting Biden was 8 points in front of Trump. I don't know. I don't remember who did the poll. There's going to be, it's interesting also whether maybe the better move here is to just be quiet. Trump's got the microphone all the time, getting a lot of attention. Some of it's good, some of it's bad. But Biden hasn't been seen very much. A couple of late night shows. I saw her.
A daily shadow press briefing, but every day he's coughing, he's stumbling, it's not a good look, and I think that's why a lot of the mainstream media outlets aren't picking it up and carrying it more, because it's just not attractive to Biden, and I believe that, obviously, that's my perspective, and maybe based in truth, probably they've got a horse in the race, and they probably want him to look the best possible, but it's not good.
I think that's true with some of the media outlets. A lot of people are touting Cuomo as a viable candidate.
He's not viable at all. I haven't heard people say viable. He's a wish list. There's a big difference.
Right. Yeah. He's a viable candidate for an election that he's running. I mean, they're viable candidates, but they have to actually run in the election, and that's the problem.
Right.
But speaking of elections, I don't know what happened in Wisconsin.
They're not going to know till next week because they had to, I guess, because...
That's right, too. There was a primary in Wisconsin. Yeah. They got completely ignored by...
Totally ignored. I saw a few images of people standing online wearing masks and things like that. But other than that, was Bernie even involved in that one?
Yeah, but nobody's campaign. I mean, you can't campaign. So everybody was, like, both Bernie and Joe. And I think that's why Bernie said, I'm suspending my campaign and not actually just dropping out. Because I think that they haven't been able to do anything. They haven't been able to go anywhere. Yeah. It's also the wrong time. I mean, we should all be pulling together as one team. As much as that ticks people off, we should all be pulling together.
That doesn't tick everybody off. I'm kind of relieved because I'm sick of listening to these same guys with the same baloney all day, all night, every day, all week. It's too much. Maybe this is one of the things that will change. The way we conduct our political races is astronomically idiotic. And to have these campaigns go on year after year after year with the same BS and the same faces. Once in a while you see somebody new, but if one more moment with Kamala Harris and it would be suicide time. Although I guess she's on the moderately short list for Joe as a vice presidential candidate.
According to reports, she's at the top of the list. But after she took him apart for being a racist, how are they going to try to explain that?
Well, he also doesn't need California. And I think, I don't know, I just think, I think that's a big mistake. I think
it's going to be that Whitmer.
It would be a horrible mistake.
Whitmer from Michigan, I think, is who it's going to be. I think a lot of people think Amy Klobuchar, but I don't know.
All right.
Minnesota's more of a battleground at this point than Michigan.
Is it?
Michigan, more of a battleground.
It is. Interesting. We were talking about the Wisconsin primary this week. You know, I'm connected to farmers everywhere, and I was looking at some reports from Wisconsin's big dairy state and what the dairy farmers are doing. One of the big issues in the race was all the milk that's being disposed of because there's no market for it. And the conditions of the reality in Wisconsin, because agriculture and dairy is the main industry there, and all the milk that there's nobody in school, there's nobody in restaurants, so half the milk is getting just washed away, milk to cows and dump the milk in the field. It's pretty amazing. There ought to be a little more attention to that, but that was one of the main issues in the Wisconsin primary, interestingly enough. More issues coming up from the DJV perspective here on the Talk Radio Review. It's 28 after the hour.
At Sprint, our priority is keeping our customers, employees, and communities safe. During these uncertain times, we want you to get the great service you expect without leaving the safety of your home. Sprint.com makes shopping easier by offering free next-day shipping and no activation fees on our best new phone deals, like a Samsung Galaxy phone. Lease it for just $0 a month when you switch. And when you shop on Sprint.com, you'll get a $100 prepaid MasterCard, too. For now, Sprint.com is the best way to learn about our plans, buy new phones, and get the services you need. Stay healthy and go to Sprint.com today. Samsung Galaxy S10 Plus, $0 per month after $41.67 per month credit. Apply within 2 bills. Requires 18-month lease. New line of service and approved credit. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Offering coverage not available everywhere. $30 activation fee. Taxes and restrictions apply. $100 prepaid MasterCard. Requires port and online registration. Ships after 45 days. Card terms, conditions, and exclusions apply. Member FDIC.
Attention, hard-working Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They're experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you already have filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000 or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your
your job and you make at least 30 grand a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now, 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. To make $5,000 back from your tax returns, call 800-262-0318.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday night from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Our casino relocation project will stimulate new housing and improve existing housing. Job growth from our project will provide the income necessary for families to purchase homes in the local community. Developers will meet the local housing demand by increasing the supply of new homes. In fact, Palomar Homes recently announced plans for 2,000 new homes in Reading. Our project, it is part of the solution, and it will fill these new homes. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
California lawmakers created a new statute in 2018 preventing public employers from disparaging unions. The statute was designed to undercut the 2018 Supreme Court Janus decision, which gave public employees an opt-out right from paying any union dues. Now, seven elected officials in California are suing the California Public Employment Relations Board for violating their First Amendment rights of free speech. Well, Pacific Justice Institute will provide free legal help to any employees who, as a matter of conscience, seek to opt out from paying union dues.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
See this spring.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 after the hour now. This is our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, the Talk Radio Roundup, featuring people that are on the DJB program every day with me, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen here with our list of the top 10 stories. At number 10, technology. Number 9, the aircraft carrier Roosevelt and the fiasco there. The psychology of relationships, number 8. Celebrities who have COVID, the virus, number 7. Race relations and how the numbers rank up or stack up, race relations being more focus on Latinos and black people and how they're getting the COVID more than others. Presidential race, politics in general, number 5. Number 4, our relations with China. There is a small business.
You say it wrong when you say it like that. It's China. Come on.
What'd I say?
You said China. It's China.
China. China.
I can never hear that word without Trumpifying it. Come on.
Oh, God.
There we go.
China.
There's a small business suit that has been started this week. A bunch of business. There are actually two of these going on. One of them is a group in California. The other is a group put together by some lawyers in Washington suing China for trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars over the coronavirus. This is not going to help. But the rest of the world wants to, never mind the businesses here, but the rest of the world wants to hold China responsible for the breakdown in pretty much everything. And they ought to be held responsible. I think even holding them responsible maybe is too gentle a way of putting it. This is war. That is a war. There's a psychological war going on here. Go ahead, Jennifer.
We've talked about this. The thing that I think is probably the most realistic is that if you start suing the Chinese government, which we could allow, Congress could pass an okay saying that people could start individually suing the Chinese government for the coronavirus damage to the economy and to their physicality as well. Mm. But I don't know how far that goes with trying to create a more equitable trade relationship with China. I think the better thing is immediately grab our pharmaceutical business and get it out of China. That's the punishment. Take it back. Bring it someplace here. Bring it back to Puerto Rico. I mean, for crying out loud, these people are suffering there.
Is anybody talking
back
like this is going to be a reality? Anybody pushing this?
You know, I don't know, but everybody that I am talking to that has any bit of power, I'm saying this.
Here? Where's the leadership? Why isn't there some leadership bringing
one
this
of the
into focus?
Tom Cotton has been the senator who's been talking about this the most from Arkansas. He has been really the rallying cry about China and
Lindsey Graham.
Are
people listening to him?
I think so. I don't know if it's I don't know if it's settling in with people right now because I think people are trying to survive, and I understand that. And so as soon as we get through this, though, this is when we need to say, do we want to rely on China for the drugs? Think about how many drugs that they produce for us that are cheap, but that they have to be recalled.
Part of how people are getting treated for this.
But they have to be recalled because they're using a coating that can cause cancer. I mean, think about all the stuff that they can do just with the flip of a button.
Why are we put up with it to this point?
Well,
it's a good question under the circumstances.
Prescription drug prices are astronomical, and so many people, it's life or death. They either have to take the generic or they have to just suffer with something that could kill them.
And this that's something that President Trump is actually very uniquely set up to do. He has already started the America First agenda. He's already talking about China. He's talked about China for 20 years, about how this has been an unfair balance of power. So if there is a president who is perfectly suited and who has been talking about this and using it as a rallying cry, he's the person. So let's see if he can do something.
There better be some starch, though, whoever the politicians are, whatever side of the aisle they're on. The public, as you've said, I think the public is already onto this, but really will be when things return to whatever the new normal is. There's going to be a finger pointing appropriately at these people for ruining the economy of the world, scaring the hell out of everybody. Who knows whether it was part of the goal to have world domination, that flopped, whatever it is. It's inappropriate for us to be buying Chinese products, period. I looked at the other day. I went into a store to buy electric toothbrush, into a CVS, and I looked at the offerings, and there were three or four that were made in China and one that was made in Germany. I bought the one made in Germany. It was a couple of bucks more, but I didn't care. And that's what we have to do. You got to make up your mind that it's not about money. That's part of the re-education of our country. We need to be re-educated. It costs money to have good stuff. The cheap crap, whether it's drugs, whether it's toothbrushes, whether it's food, whatever it is, not much food comes from China, but you know what I'm saying. You gotta bite the bullet and be smart about it.
Well, actually, food does come from China. If you're ever in a grocery store and you see the big bulk of garlic bulbs and they look extra white, it's from China and they're bleached. So you have to always look at what the country of origin is, even with produce, because there is stuff that comes from China. My brother accidentally bought one of these garlic bulbs from China, and my sister-in-law threw it at his head. She was like, I can't believe that you would buy this from China.
Good for her.
And he goes, it looked really white and nice, and she was like, yeah, because it's bleached.
Like white egg. There's nothing creepier than white eggs, Lee. They didn't come from China. I'm just making that comment. My farm comment.
You don't like white eggs?
Yeah, horrible. No, you got to eat brown eggs. Because they're bleached. They take they bleach them.
Some chickens do white eggs. I used to think
that's true. That depends on
it's
what they're
based
fed.
Based on what they're fed, right.
They're fed, exactly. And listen to Jennifer become all farmy.
Well, number I am a little farmy.
Three.
My family's... I used to grow up on the farms on the farm.
I know you did. Number three is a focus on health care. I saw that Bill Gates is suggesting that all the testing that we're trying to set up, he has been very active in Microsoft and with his foundations to work on this coronavirus pretty much from top to bottom. And he says that the coronavirus testing...
A lot of people
testing,
saying that he's behind this. A lot of the conspiracy theorists are saying...
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
He's actually behind it and profiting from it. And then I was watching...
Well, he warned everybody of a global pandemic, what was it, in 2015? So
and then he
is the mastermind.
If you want to blow your mind on this conspiracy theory, Deborah Birx, who we've been seeing at the White House press briefing, her daughter works for Bill Gates.
Mm-hmm. Really? Dun, dun, dun. All right, let's see. Well, I guess I've made my comment and been shot down. I think Gates has got the right idea, but okay.
Not what according to Twitter.
The healthcare realities of treatment in your area. Let's go to New Jersey and New York, Victoria, for an overview of what you know. Are people, are there enough beds? Doctors are working, nurses are working around the clock. People that specialize in one thing are actually doing other things because of the need to treat people. So is everybody who needs the help being treated?
So far, that's the report, yes. There are enough beds for everyone right now. There are enough ventilators right now. Other states have been sending any equipment that they can. They've been sending to New York and to New Jersey. We're about a week, maybe a week and a half behind the apex of New York, and New Jersey is not complying the way that New Yorkers have. New Yorkers locked it down. They did it just like people in L.A. did, and look at the results. They flattened the curve even faster than what was projected. People in New Jersey, we've got like a 40% compliance rate. It's ridiculous. I don't know what people in Jersey are doing or thinking, but we're going to – I don't know. It's not going to be – I thought I was better off having left Manhattan, but I actually – I think, you know, depending on what happens over the next week or so – it may have been a mistake to leave Manhattan because I've seen some really stupid people in Jersey throwing parties with DJs and bands and weddings, and it's ridiculous. So,
how are you that stupid?
I don't know.
Really, how are you that dull and that stupid?
It's a weird, like, defiance.
Are people being arrested?
Thing.
What happens to
this? You can get fined now. Yeah, there's a governor's the governor raised the fine, I think, to $1,000. So if you're throwing one of these gatherings, you get fined, and now they're starting to arrest the people who are also attending, which is the right thing to do.
I'm down with that.
But you know what? Every day that we're outside with the dogs, and we haven't come in contact with anybody in a month, almost a month. But you know, you see gangs of kids on bikes. Where are their parents? Those kids don't live together. And then they're going home to their families and their grandparents. I don't understand. Why are parents allowing their kids out to be in these big bike brigades all over the place?
They don't know how to parent, and they're not responsible, and they're all thinking about themselves.
I guess
I have to stay home. I can't go out and be with my friends. Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air. The stories, take a moment to go through them in order. So you have the official list from Talkers Magazine at number 10, technology in this age of the virus. Number 9, the situation on the Theodore Roosevelt, the aircraft carrier with the virus. Number 8, the psychology of fear and the virus, how that's affecting you. Number 7, celebrities who have had or do have the COVID-19. Number 6, race relations, are black and Latinos getting more of the virus than white people? Number 5, the presidential race, primary in Wisconsin, politics in general. Number 4, our relations with China. Number 3, what's going on in the healthcare world in terms of treatment, in terms of research, in terms of job opportunities. That's kind of coupled together with number 2, because that's all about the economy and how it's being affected. The economy is almost dead. Wow. And projections as to when this is all going to be over, number 1, this week on the story list from Talkers, Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com.
Since we've been spending more time at home, MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. But they still want to help you get the best sleep of your life. And maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows.
Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Supima My Pillows, Giza Dream Sheets, My Pillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, and Giza Pillowcases, plus bolster pillows, neck pillows, and more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire My Pillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. That's promo code DJV. Refresh your linen closet with MyPillow, MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words, so if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJB code. You'll save 40%, 10 bucks, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile. 800-208-1797. As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words, so if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJB code. You'll save 40%, 10 bucks, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile. 800-208-1797.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
On the people side of things, Doug Steffen here with a look at the list here. Number 10 is Brett Crozier and Thomas Modly, kind of connected together. Number 9, Linda Tripp. Number 8, Boris Johnson getting out of the intensive care unit. Number 7, the leaders of China. Number 6, Stephanie Grissom and Kayleigh McEnany. Number 5, Nancy Pelosi, Mitch McConnell. Number 4, Joe Biden. Number 3, Andrew Cuomo. Number 2, Mike Pence and Dr. Fauci are in tied position there. And Donald Trump is at number 1 on the people list, which is what you would expect. Lots of attention being given to Dr. Fauci and what he has to say. Some of the contradictions, all part of the discussion here in the world of News Talk Radio, which we're happy to cover for you every week. I'm Doug Steffen. Thanks to Talkers Magazine. The list is at talkers.com. Moving along now, the economy is number 2 on the story list here. This is the overview of the hot hits in News Talk Radio with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schill, and Doug Steffen. The economy and how it's affecting all of us. As an example, there are a couple of websites now, national websites, where car dealers wouldn't call this an ad, but they're willing to lease unsold inventory for 70% off the sticker price just to move the cars.
I was wondering, you answered a question that I've kind of been, I haven't done much research into it, but I was wondering, what are car dealers going to do with all that inventory? Because these are the 2020 models, right, that are sitting on the lots now.
Yep.
And then in the fall, that's what typically when the next year comes in.
And this is another area where these manufacturers have got to get smart, because the public is going to start asking, well, how much of this car is made in China? And you're going to have a hard time finding any car, no matter what it is, upscale, downscale, that doesn't have pieces of it made in China. So there's a readjustment.
We've got a Chevy SUV, and it came, the parts were from South Korea, because it listed where everything was from. Mm-hmm. The parts, most, I think the bulk of the parts were from South Korea, and then it's assembled in the U.S.
America. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. But who knows? Individual parts could easily be made in China.
Yeah. Well, there are jobs, if you look around, great opportunity. If you look at the stock market this week, have been pretty consistent over the past 10, 12 weeks. Healthcare stocks are going way up. The technology
Clorox
stocks are going way up.
Clorox is having a good moment.
Oh, my gosh. Toilet paper.
Clorox. Charmin.
But gasoline and gas oil, natural gas, that kind of stuff, woof, in the tankola, as you would expect. But there are a lot of job opportunities for truckers and people that want to work in in warehouses, that kind of stuff. And then number one, the statistics of all of this, projections on when it's going to be over. That's a waste of time, because I don't think you can really tell what it is. But the stats from the one that I found most interesting this week that we've talked about on this program are the stats from the study in France as to using the Z-Pak and the malaria drug. So we'll see how it all shakes out. Another week of excitement on News Talk Radio. You've heard us talk about most of the issues here. It's 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I want my own website, but I don't know where to start.
Start at Pear. Pear offers hosting plans that are perfect for someone who's just starting out.
But I'm not really tech savvy.
Not to worry. Pear has WordPress hosting packages.
What's WordPress?
It's web software that even a beginner can use to create a beautiful website.
So where do I start? Pear.com?
Pear.com. As in, we'd make a perfect pair.
Pear Networks Web Hosting. Tell your friends.
Anyone can create a podcast on the web. In fact, there are millions of them online. But if you want quality internet talk radio, just remember this address, TalkZone.com. TalkZone is internet talk radio for planet Earth, with talented hosts, great guests, and good conversation. Ready to share your thoughts and ideas with a global audience? Become a TalkZone show host yourself. Learn more at TalkZone.com. Internet talk radio for planet Earth.
TalkZone.com.
Honey, listen to this. Our dog and our cat both need pet care products, right?
Uh-huh.
And it costs us a small fortune to buy pet care products. There must be a place online that sells them for less.
Uh-huh.
And I think I just found it. SmartClickPetCare.com.
Uh-huh.
The company behind it is Budget Pet Care, known for top quality. And they've got all the brand name products. Frontline, Advantage, Revolution, HeartGuard, Capstar, and more. All at great prices.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Why should we pay more? SmartClickPetCare.com will help us save. Honey, are you listening to me?
Yes, dear. But let's hear what the radio announcer has to say.
Right now, get an extra 10% off plus free shipping on your order at SmartClickPetCare.com. SmartClickPetCare.com. Hey, that's a cute dog and cat you have there.
Oh, thanks.
Pay less for quality pet care products. SmartClickPetCare.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour, magic time here. Every week we go through the top five items from the world of technology. Victoria Keelan is here to do the honors with me. I'm Doug Steffen, focusing on number five. First, Victoria, Facebook and the new app.
Yes, Facebook has launched a new dating feature, and it's designed specifically for couples. It's called Tuned, like staying in tune with each other. It encourages couples to create an intimate social network just between the two of them. It's an iOS-only app for right now, meaning it's iPhone only. They have not rolled out anything for Android yet, but you can share your mood, you can exchange music, you can create a digital scrapbook of all of this time that we have together. So Spotify is connected to it, so you can share songs, and you can send each other photos and notes and cards and things like that. So it's kind of cute. I don't know, you know, how popular it'll be once we're not in isolation anymore. But for the time being, it's something that if you want to just connect with your partner, it's a really cute way to do it.
Let me just get some vision here. This is for people who are trying to get together, not couples already, because couples getting together like this would be swingers, the swingers club.
Well, look, anyone can use it, but it is designed for couples.
For two people to get together, not for couples to be with other couples.
No. For existing couples. This is not a dating app. It's an existing...
Oh!
For existing couples to connect with each other.
Okay. That's not for swingers. Okay, number four.
No. Number four, Peloton has
Peloton's suspending live classes. All right, what are they offering then?
So what they are doing, which is pretty cool, if you have a bike at home, you do not, this is the thing about Peloton, you don't need to have a Peloton bike, which will set you back $2,800. You can use any stationary bike that you have in your home. And the Peloton app is now free for 90 days. And so they have suspended their live classes, but they do have a lot of pre-taped classes. It doesn't matter if the classes are live or not, especially if you don't have the Peloton bike, which has the screen that's attached to it. So if you just want to get a really good workout, you can use, they have a treadmill app, they have the biking app, and they have a walking app. So all of it is free for the next, if you sign up before the end of the month, you get free classes on the app, which you can also have on your TV. If you have a smart TV, the whole TV will become the app, which is very cool, and it's all free for 90 days.
All right. Number three, working toward number one, Verizon canceling. Ah, here they are again. Your heroes, Verizon.
Yeah, bad news for anybody who is looking for internet connectivity, especially if you've recently moved, then obviously you need, in most cases, you need a technician to come into your home to set up your internet. This is pretty devastating right now because so many people, almost everyone we know, is working from home and kids are learning from home. And if you don't have the internet, I don't even know what you would do besides using your cell phone as a hotspot, and then you're going to have an immense, immense bill at the end of the month. So if you are planning on using Verizon, if you can do the self-install, which I was fortunate enough, our building was pre-wired for it, so I did the self-install. It takes about an hour. If you can do that, that's great. If not, this is really a bad time to need internet.
Number two this week is a focus on Amazon. They're doing something that could. Apparently, yes. Would you agree?
This is very good. So Amazon is temporarily extending all of the return windows due to the virus. So if you live in the U.S. or Canada, most items ordered on Amazon between March 1st, they're dating it back to March 1st, and April 30th, you now have a return window that lasts until May 31st of 2020. Depending on where you are in the country, like if you're in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, I suspect that they will probably push this back maybe even into June because they don't, you know, we're not encouraging people to go out to the post office or the FedEx store or UPS to mail these items back. So I think that it'll probably get pushed back further in those areas. But for the rest of the country who hasn't been as deeply impacted as the East Coast, then you've got until May 31st to return all of your items. Apple has done the same thing. All of the retail stores for Apple have been closed since March 14th. Now, we don't know when they're going to reopen, but Apple says when they do reopen, you'll have an additional 2 weeks after that to return your Apple items to the store.
All right, number one.
Instacart has just, they have done it's unbelievable how much business Instacart is doing. I think it's like a 300% increase recently. So now they've been so busy that no one can find a delivery window. So they've introduced two new options this week. Fast and Flexible is designed for people who need their shopping done as soon as possible. And instead of giving a specific delivery window, they assign the first available shopper. So you'll have to maybe wait a day or two, but you will get your groceries. And then Order Ahead is for people people who maybe don't need something for another week or so, and that allows you to, in advance, they've extended it by another week, so you can actually place your order and know in a week or two you will be getting your groceries.
Countdown, been heard on a lot of stations focusing on this sort of thing.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX. Part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. It has not been your typical Easter Sunday.
Christians celebrated isolated in their homes by the coronavirus. President Trump offered this message from the White House.
We'll be separated physically only from our churches. We won't be sitting there next to each other, which we'd like to be, and soon we'll be again. But right now we're keeping separation. We're getting rid of the plague. It's a plague on our country like nobody's ever seen.
I'm Ben Thomas.
To make matters worse, strong storms pounded the Deep South today, killing at least 6 people in southern Mississippi and damaging up to 300 homes and other buildings in northern Louisiana. There were also reports of tornadoes over the northwest and north-central parts of Louisiana, and thousands are without power this evening. New York is wrapping up its worst week in deaths so far of the outbreak, but there were few signs of hope, the number of people hospitalized only increasing slightly to 18,707. Meanwhile, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio doubling down on his plan to close schools in the nation's largest district, despite a spat with Governor Cuomo over who has the authority to make such a decision.
We won't open schools 1 minute sooner than they should be opened, but we won't open schools 1 minute later than they should be opened either. And it has to work in a coordinated plan with businesses.
The average U.S. price of gas fell 14 cents over the past 2 weeks to $2.01 per gallon.
Even if crude oil prices did make some kind of recovery sometime soon, it doesn't mean that gasoline demand here in the U.S. will. We've had a tremendous slump. In fact, the Department of Energy data suggests that gasoline demand is down by half from this time last year.
Trilby Lundberg says the price of regular dropped 52 cents in the last 7 weeks. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Relief Factor Pain Relief. It's natural pain relief that works and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. I've come from the doctor's clinic this morning, 28 staples out of my knee, and I am not taking painkillers. Why? Because I don't need to. I'm taking Relief Factor. Yes, it's a triple dose, but it doesn't have any negative side effects, and I am doing just fine, thank you very much. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com, and then order your 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. That's truly remarkable. To be liberated from your pain for less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your 3-week quick starter pack today. Go right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. This is your opportunity to be the next success story.
They're going green in Toyland. Rich Thomason reports.
Toy manufacturers Mattel and Hasbro are among toy makers striving to reduce their packaging and use more eco-friendly materials. A senior editor for Toy Insider magazine says companies are trying to be more environmentally conscious with their products whether it's using their packaging that has less plastic or making sure their packaging is part of the toy. He says it's really taking over the industry, and we're going to see a lot more of it this year. Rich Thomason reporting.
Birthdays on this Sunday, actor Paul Sorvino, 81. Tony Dow, Wally from Leave It to Beaver, 75. Singer Al Green is 74. Actor Ron Perlman, 70. Singer Peebo Bryson turns 69. Singer Lou Bega is 45. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Oil-producing nations have finalized an unprecedented production cut of nearly 10 million barrels in hopes of boosting crashing prices. George Bonzani has the latest.
OPEC, Russia, Mexico, and the U.S. are among 23 nations that have agreed to the production cut. Oil prices have collapsed as the coronavirus's impact has reduced global travel and hurt manufacturing. U.S. producers had already begun reducing output and are on track for a production decline of 2 to 3 million barrels per day, according to the U.S. Department of Energy.
Weekend lockdown in Turkey took many by surprise after the country previously adopted a more relaxed coronavirus regime than its neighbors in Europe and the Middle East. The sudden announcement of a 48-hour curfew in 31 cities Friday night led to crowds rushing to grocery stores to buy last-minute provisions. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
In these uncertain times, you need a much-needed break from cooking. And so let Mary's Pizza Shack take care of you with their to-go delivery, curbside pickup. Mary's is offering to-go beer and wine at a special discounted rate. And as always, they have their famous pizza, pasta, soups, and salads. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. From Mary's family to yours, please be safe.
With the new year, it's a great time to lose 10 pounds, paint the house, and finally clean out the garage.
Honey, why don't you start by getting the car serviced at Premier Oil Change? They're super fast and convenient. You get to wait in the car with free Wi-Fi and a free beverage. Plus, they have a rewards program where we can earn points that we can put towards free oil changes and services. You don't even have to make an appointment.
Wow, honey, that sounds a lot better than cleaning out the garage.
At Premier Oil Change, we strive for convenience. Our comprehensive 30-point certified service will ensure you with the peace of mind that your vehicle's in top operating condition. Add to that, free fluid top-offs. Now that is service, and we're quick. Easy in, easy out. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Visit us on Facebook or Instagram. Premier Oil is located in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palo Cedro or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations you get a free car wash. Visit us today. Home with a friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
You.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for us now to get the official word from the offices of the official person. This is official. Remember in the old days, it used to be your official weather station. Okay, who decided it was the official weather station? The guy that ran the station?
Used all the time. I mean, how many times have you heard, you know, so-and-so is the official car of the Super Bowl?
Right.
Or this game show is the official game show of the Olympics.
Right. This is the official drink for the Patriots, whatever, whoever, mm-hmm. how they do that. Michael Harrison is here. The editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. My name is Doug Steffen. We get together for an hour every week. This sort of corresponds with another hour talk radio review with talk hosts. Now it's up to Michael, who is actually the person behind the scenes, working with his staff, gathering the list of stories. And it happens to be this is the week of April 6th to the 10th that we're going to overview people list. And there's some names on there I don't even recognize. So let's get to it, Michael, and see what we've got. The list of stories is really focused on one thing and one thing only, it seems.
Sort of, yeah. The coronavirus definitely yeah. has infiltrated every topic. At number 10, we have technology. At number 9, we have the USS Theodore Roosevelt flap. At number 8, psychology and personal relationships. At number 7, we have a three-way tie between celebrities with COVID-19, Boris Johnson hospitalized, and Linda Tripp dies. That has really no connection to this. Mm-hmm. At number 6, race relations and homemade face masks. Very interesting. At number 5, presidential race and Wisconsin primary. At number 4, U.S.-China relationships and the World Health Organization controversy. At number 3, health care. At number 2, the economy. And number 1, statistics and projections. And those are the 10 basic story areas of discussion across the nation on talk shows.
Right.
In the people category, we have Brent Crozier and Thomas Modley at number 10. Maybe those are two you never heard of. They are the two people involved in the controversy over the USS Theodore. Roosevelt.
Gotcha.
One is a captain who was fired. The other is the acting Navy secretary who had to resign.
Good for him.
Linda Tripp at number 9. Those who don't know who Linda Tripp is, she's the one that tripped off the conversation about the impeachment of President Clinton when she kind of squealed.
She was her friend. She's one of the worst human beings ever to walk the planet, as far as I'm concerned. Do you think I was too crass this week when I heard that she died? I said, good riddance.
No, I do. I don't like that type of thing, Doug. You shouldn't say that. However, objectively speaking, Linda Tripp, but, you know, it's an interesting thing. This is a human relationship, a human nature issue. If a young woman goes to an older woman and says, I want to lean on your shoulder and I want to share with you something in confidence, even without saying it's in confidence, I want you to comfort me. I want to let you know about a problem I'm having with my boss. I'm having a relationship. And you take it all down and you take notes and you record the conversation and then you go public with it and trigger a national calamity. I don't know. I mean, was her responsibility to the truth and to tell everybody, or was her responsibility to her friend to be a discreet human being? I tend to think you've got to be discreet, but, you know, that's just me.
Me too. Yep, yeah. I'm with you. Maybe that you said it so much more eloquently than I did.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, when you get into the area of, that person deserved to die.
Well, I didn't say that, but I think that she was... the example that she set for younger women, for women her own age, I find it. I've said what I'm going to say.
But it's really interesting. This is something that people deal with all the time. I mean, the personal relationships versus public responsibility. You know, loyalty to friends versus adherence to the system. Yeah. All right, let's go to number 8, Boris Johnson. At number 7, Xi Jinping. At number 6, Kayleigh McEnany and Stephanie Grisham. And both of these are the last and the current, the newly appointed White House press secretary. Mm-hmm. Stephanie Grisham never ran a briefing. Amazing times. Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell are tied at number 5. Mm-hmm. Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders at number 4. Joe Biden's the only guy left standing. Isn't that amazing?
Isn't it refreshing? We haven't had to listen to a lot of political crap, though, for the last... I mean, if there's one good thing that came out of the coronavirus, and I think there'll be a lot of good things, actually, that come out of it, but the idea that we have to be hammered every day, all day long, with stuff from people who want to run for office or be in an office, it's just we needed a rest from it, and the virus has provided us with that, I think, anyway.
Yeah, interesting. Andrew Cuomo and Bill de Blasio are at number 3. Mike Pence, Dr. Tony Fauci, and Dr. Deborah Birx occupy the second spot, the three of them. And Donald Trump is at number 1. And there's a snapshot of this particular week's conversation.
All right, your wife's name is Bernadette. I wonder what she has. The women who are on the DJV program with me have all had lots to say about Dr. Burke's scarves. Like that was okay. Oh, what's the story with all those scarves? Have you even noticed her scarves? Did Bernadette say anything about her scarves?
No. Dr. Burke's scarves have not entered the consciousness of the Harrison household. What are we missing?
Well, it's the very colorful scarves. They're very up to... I mean, I don't know what... I think the girls were bringing us back to an era when a lot of people used to wear scarves. I don't know that many people wear scarves today.
Well, people are wearing them now to hide their faces.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Do you have a mask?
What kind?
Okay, I should have known better than to ask that question. The kind that covers your nose,
I have,
your nostrils, your mouth.
I have masks. Yeah. However, I don't go out.
No.
I haven't been out. I haven't been out of the house in weeks.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is under the circumstances. But you know what? You are the perfect one to discuss the technology. Number 10 this week on the story list is all the technology and how we're using it. You know, it pervades all of these things. Actually, number 10 flies into everything from 9 to number 1.
Yeah.
And so how are you using technology now? That is it different than before, or are you just...
Well, I've been into being connected with everybody in the world now for about 20 years. I've been one of the proponents of new technology in the radio industry, probably the loudest voice. Wouldn't you say that I'm the loudest voice in the radio industry? I mean, I was the first...
I think you're the loudest voice in the radio industry in lots of ways.
I have always been a proponent of the advancement of technology and its relationship to sociology. So I communicate. That's why I could be literally in a place during isolation and not necessarily feel isolated, because I'm communicating with people all the time. Look at this moment right now.
Yep.
Do I sound like a guy stuck at home in his pajamas?
No. That's terrible.
And his mask?
Right. Yeah. Either or both of those things. Well, it is a reality. I've been doing this radio program for 32 years. It'll be, 33 starting in the fall. And I have rarely done it in my clothing. I've mostly done it in my bathrobe. And it hasn't made any difference whatsoever. A lot of people a lot of people wanted to take a shower and get dressed, and they feel like they, you know, are ready to do a battle. I don't think it makes any difference to me, but I think the comfort level that I have enjoyed over the years has helped me actually seem like a more comfortable host, because I am comfortable.
Yeah, well, I think we're going through a period. I think we have to reevaluate clothing anyway. I really think that the general paradigm of clothing of the 19th and 20th century, for men with neckties, sport jackets, dresses for women, I think that we have to reevaluate how we dress, and it should be for comfort. When you think about how uncomfortable clothing can be. How about women with high-heeled shoes and men having to wear, you know, neckties and all these things?
Why? Well, maybe that'll be one thing that comes out of all of this.
That's what I'm saying.
A new dress code. It will be, and what will that do to the clothing industry? I remember when I was a kid, when you flew on an airplane, you were dressed up. A lot of people that sat in first class, they were told by the airline, you got to wear a suit or a sport coat and a tie.
See, restaurants wouldn't let you in if you didn't have a jacket. They'd give you an ill-fitting plaid jacket.
Right. Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah. Matter of fact, you and I, that reminds me, long time ago, you and I went to the Grill someplace in Washington. We went for dinner, and I did not have a sport coat, and they gave me one. Do you remember? You probably don't remember that.
I remember it vaguely. I mean, I've had that happen several times.
Yeah.
But, you know, how about black tie events? How many times have you not gone to an industry event because it's black tie and you don't want to? And most men don't fit into their tuxedos. You buy it either when you're down on weight and you're feeling good, so you buy your own tux. Or, you know, so it means you invariably check out the tux. It's too tight or too loose.
I've got two of them, one from the early days and one from the newer, from the more recent days. So I can fit no matter what my size.
Right. Well, that's good. But a lot of men actually turn down going to events because they don't want to go through the rigmarole. And formal attire for men, I mean, cummerbunds. I have to say, with total respect to the guys out there that think it's cool to wear bow ties, it's a certain type of man.
Yes, it is.
Uh, You won't catch me dead in
starchy. I think, did we go, when we were at the Radio Hall of Fame, did we wear a tux that night?
Me, I didn't.
No, I don't think I did either. I think you just had on a suit. No. Yeah. All right, Michael's, we're waning and waxing philosophical, which is number 8 this week, psychology, philosophy, relationships, that sort of thing. We'll get to that in a matter of moments here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen with a reminder about how to stay healthy. MyPillow helps you stay healthy. So go to MyPillow.com, promo code DJV when checking out. That's the way to save money and be healthy. Attention, hard-working Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They're experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you already have filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000 or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your job and you make at least 30 grand a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now. 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. To make $5,000 back from your tax returns, call 800-262-0318.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds with Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about it, Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it. So far, I've lost 35¾ inches, and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com, or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Do you know you might be overpaying for your Medicare supplement plan? Do you get lost in an alphabet maze of plans like A, B, C, D, and G, S? Would you like help getting out of the maze and finding the very best plan for you? We are experienced Medigap agents at Health IQ, and we are on a mission to give people like you fair and square Medigap rates. Health IQ is the only insurance agency that rewards seniors proactively working on their health, like eating right and exercising. You don't have to be an athlete to save money. We reward healthy lifestyles of all kinds. Do you take your vitamins and supplements? Do you stay active and in the know about things that impact your health? If so, you could save money with Health IQ. Let us help you take care of your Medicare supplement needs. To see if you qualify for exclusive savings on Medicare supplement insurance, go to healthiq.com/Medigap. To start saving, go to healthiq.com/Medigap. That's healthiq.com/Medigap.
Health IQ is an agency offering plans from different insurance carriers. No government or Medicare affiliation. Coverage and special rates not available in all counties or cases.
As soon as we're back out in our yard, yep, we get company.
Dandelions, lurking crabgrass, and wheat thin grass. But Scout's Turf Builder Triple Action takes care of them all. Now, with one bag, you can kill weeds, prevent crabgrass for up to 4 months, and feed for greener grass. Triple Action, so your lawn thrives, guaranteed. Only from Scout's.
Weeds aren't welcome here.
This is a Scout's yard. Pick up a bag of Scout's Triple Action today.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and on available on leases. See dealer for details.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We're talking about what we're eating here off the air. Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen here with a review of the stories, the people, things that stick out. One of the things, when you look at how you're living, the number eight is the psychology of where we are kind of in relationships. I think that couples well with technology, frankly, because that's how we're staying connected, most of us. But Michael just let me in on something that I didn't know. He was quite a good cook, and he's been cooking up a storm. And it sounded like you really were enjoying it. I mean, the tone of your voice as you were telling
me. I love cooking anyway. I mean, I haven't become a cook as a result of this. I do cook a lot more often because I also like eating out. And that's been one of the sacrifices I've made. You know, I like to go to restaurants. And I don't necessarily like fancy restaurants. I like, you know, mom and pop.
Diners. I love to go to diners.
Diners, mom and pop dives, you know, places that are just unique.
Yeah,
so I'm a big fan of that. But I've been cooking, and I've been trying different things. And you know, cooking, you control the health value of the food. You don't know what they put into stuff at restaurants to make it taste good. And you can control the cost of cooking. It's cheaper. It's not cheap, but it's cheaper to cook at home than to go out to eat every night.
Yeah, so, that it is. Yeah. So I want to get from you your observations about the focus and the focus, the reality of conversation on the radio today, and there still is a political element to it for sure.
Oh, yeah.
But is that waning? Is it waxing? Is it temporarily on the back burner? Or is it still very prominent?
It's very prominent. It's just evolving. There'll always be a political element to political talk radio. Come on.
Yeah,
like even on sports radio. There's no sports going on, but they're playing old old games. They're talking history. You know, this is political talk radio. It's news talk, but news and politics go hand in hand. So I'm not somebody who's going to say, oh, yeah, we're going to stop talking politics. I'd hate to see the day we stop talking politics.
Me too.
It's part of our freedom in this country. So talk away.
Well, but if you look at the ratings, and I don't mean too much shop talk here, but this is sort of the new normal. We've developed personalities, local and national, that have become very important to a lot of people who depend on the radio. The music stations, not so much anymore, but there are a lot of good talk hosts locally and nationally who have become a real focus. You look at the ratings for a lot of these stations, the podcasts as well. How many more people are listening because they want either the companionship or the information? Which do you think is more important, Michael?
They're even. That's a balance. I think the companionship is extremely important. It's an extremely important part of radio. I think the entertainment is extremely important. We just have to understand what is entertaining. You know, some people think entertainment means telling jokes and doing shtick and being silly. No. Entertainment is what's, I guess the word is engaging. There's a word you'll hear. Rather than say entertaining, engaging, meaning, whoa, what's this guy saying? And, of course, information and truthful information, or at least honesty and intent, that the person talking to you is giving you companionship, is making you engaged, and is informing you with something you need to know.
I saw a survey suggesting, especially for all talk stations, news talk stations, that sort of thing, a listener survey that gives all of us high marks for coverage of this. And I think that it's mostly because it isn't quite the same hammer as you see with the television. Am I just imagining that, or you think that's what it's about? It's a personality.
TV's off the rails. I mean, they're all just nuts.
It is crazy.
They're nuts. They're fear-mongering.
It's awful.
They're fear-mongering. They're really sensationalizing this.
Yeah, so what is that? What toll do they pay for that? We'll talk about that in the next half hour here as we continue on the Weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words, so if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJB code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile. 800-208-1797.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Land ho! hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Sign and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I gotta say, this land ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliate. Sign and Glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week of April 6th to the 10th. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine is here. I'm Doug Steffen. We're going through the stories, do a little cherry picking. You have the stats at number one, and I wonder, as I look at the number of ICU beds, the number of people who are getting treated with various things, the printing from France of the results of the testing, the official real testing that's going on that has so many people confused to use ZPAC and malaria drug or not. That seems to be driven in a rather strange, awkward way here, because even in the government, they're doing testing of this stuff. One doctor says, oh, no, this isn't reliable, it's not good. And now the doctor says, well, if doctors know what they're doing and they know what the shortcomings are, i.e. for this medication, it's if you have a certain heart problem, you shouldn't take it. But other than that, pretty much good for everybody, as the French and the Europeans have proven. So everybody's scratching their head wondering, why in the world is this so difficult? So you look around at all of these sorts of things, Michael, and you wonder how important are the stats. You've got a number one, so they must be important. I saw a survey the other day of 15 things people want to know, and the number one thing on it is how many people have it.
Yeah. No, the stats and projections are the number one topic. That's the thing that people are talking about most is what's the projection, how many people are going to die, how many people have died, how many people have it. For example,
pretty
at this
morbid,
moment.
Isn't it?
At this, yeah. And, of course, the stats are not accurate because we don't have enough testing.
The Chinese
going on.
Are lying through their teeth.
And the Chinese are, you know, I hate to say it, but the Chinese are going to have to pay the piper when this is done, because more and more people are aware at how much of a role the communist Chinese government has played in the origins and the spread of this disease through misinformation and who knows what else. But as of this moment in the world, there are 1,605,548 cases of coronavirus diagnosed. There have been 356,161.
I think you said 100,000. I think you meant 1 million.
I said 1,605,548. That's what I meant to say.
Okay.
Recovery is 356,161, and there have been 95,808 deaths. In the U.S., which has the most of any country, and New York has more than many countries, we have 469,121 confirmed cases, 26,448 recoveries, 16,676 deaths in the U.S. as of the moment we're doing this.
But you see, well, we haven't put the Chinese number, the real number. The people at the Epoch Times telling us and you and anybody else who listen to their stats that the numbers coming out of China need to be multiplied by 40 in order to get the real, true number of people who have died, who have had this thing. They let everybody run around in Wuhan last week, and now there are more cases that have developed as we do this at the end of the week. And the fact that they, it's just amazing, the lying and the deception. It's almost, we've all known somebody in our lives who was like that, but they have a whole government.
Pathological liars, yes.
Yeah.
We all know pathological liars, and the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, is the biggest collection of pathological liars we've ever seen in our lifetime. Yeah. I mean, this is we have got to come to terms with that. I'm not a warmonger. Isn't it unusual hearing me be so political?
Yes.
Well, that's how serious this is.
It is. You know? And then we need to do the economics of how much stuff, the fact that we're all of our drugs are manufactured. People have got to wake up and held themselves accountable for this problem. It isn't.
Yeah.
It's a universal problem.
We have all played into it.
Right. Absolutely. Right. Cars got all the stuff from China in them. The health care. It has to stop. And maybe it'd be interesting to see if somebody in the political spectrum has the starch to stand up and say,
Somebody has. And it's Donald J. Trump.
Yep.
Donald Trump has, whether you like him or not, and you know how I feel about Trump. There are things about him I do not like, and there are things about him I'll give him credit where it's
likewise
due. Yep, got to give him credit for being the first president in the last, five presidencies to hold the Chinese accountable. Mm. When he was first saying it, people go, oh, come on, let's not start a war with China, a trade war.
My friend, Xi Jinping, or whatever, Xi Jinping.
Do you know how many people in this country have their heads up the you-know-what of the Chinese government because of their financial
money.
Gain? Exactly.
Yep.
Money. We're selling out our future.
Selling out everything. And senator from, I want to say Tennessee, I can't remember his name, is introducing legislation to bring back to Puerto Rico the tax benefits that made that the headquarters of all the drugs being made in America. They were all done in Puerto Rico. And then the Clinton era, they yanked all of the tax benefits, so they all went to, the drug companies went to China to get all this stuff made. And they're using poison to put the covers on some of the pills are actually, the coatings are poisonous.
Well, that I don't know, so I'm careful about
making
those kinds
of
claims.
This week, again,
I don't know about that, but all I'm saying is that economically and otherwise, we are in a very bad state of balance when it comes to what's good for the United States in terms of our relationship with China.
Maybe that's one of the good things that comes out of all of this. Hey, would you like to take a shot at listing at this point? This thing isn't over for a while yet. Maybe months, could be years, who knows? But at this point, how have we benefited? What do you think the benefits are to us as a people, as a country? What's better?
Well, whenever there's a hardship and there's a national crisis, it often brings out the best in people. So we're readjusting our priorities. We're understanding the importance of nurses, doctors, firefighters, police, first responders, neighbors, family, human relations. That's the number one thing we're getting. Number two, we're moving our technology forward 10 years and 10 months. And the way our society is structured technologically is going to be advanced when we come out of this thing. Third, we've changed the political dialogue. You and I talked about that earlier. We're no longer petty left versus right arguments. We now have more important arguments, some of which are reshuffling the deck of what we used to consider left-wing ideology versus right-wing ideology. We're updating our political dialogue and being less demonizing of each other and more unified. I think those are very important. And perhaps in the process, we will come up with vaccines and medicine that will not only put this particular coronavirus that we're dealing with into the ash heap of history, but maybe we'll have new ways of dealing with future pandemics and other viruses as well.
I just think that we've done a lot of good stuff in the name of helping people. We are a country that really is. I'm frustrated because I can't give blood. Have you tried to give blood? I can't seem to find a place that I can make an appointment.
Now's a tough time to go out and give blood, but I'm sure now's a tough time to do anything that has to do with illness. Now's a tough time to have elective surgery. Now's a tough time to have dialysis. Now's a tough time to have any kind of operation. And now's a tough time to get a toothache. This is a rough time. So when we're done with this, I will make sure that you know how to give blood.
Thank you. That'd be very nice of you. I wouldn't want to own an office building. I saw a survey, 82% of people working at home don't expect to return to the office full time.
Who told you that a few weeks ago?
I think it was Michael Harrison.
I mean, when people are able to work from home and all the technology is there, not only are they not going to want to go back to work, their bosses aren't going to want them to come back.
You know, what's also interesting is you see these late night shows or some of these now these at home shows that are being produced. And the interesting anecdote of kids running in front of the camera. My daughter is a professor at UCLA. And so now they're teaching at home. And so she had to go into the bedroom to close the door and have some privacy. And my 5-year-old grandson, who is at home as well, with, like everybody else, comes running in the room, Mommy, Mommy! Because and she's in the middle of it, and the kids loved it. You know, they saw the dog, they see the kid. There's a realness to it that we need, I think, to, you know, kind of break down some of the barriers we have.
Yeah. I do want to encourage anybody who's broadcasting from their home, like Vice President Biden or a lot of these TV anchors, be careful what books are in your shelf. People are looking to see what you read.
I hadn't even thought about that.
It's something I figured out years ago. You know,
what is in Biden's book? What is he reading?
I'm trying to figure it out. It's all blurry because he's got them on a they're on an angle. Oh. But I definitely am going to decipher. See what it doesn't necessarily mean what he reads. I mean, I don't know how many people read books anymore, but it's still interesting. What I'm saying is, you know, you can get yourself in a world of trouble by not thinking out the background when you're broadcasting from your home. You know, people have been busted for many, many an infraction by not realizing because they're so used to it. It's home. They don't realize that not everybody has dust bunnies that are 5 pounds or have books that make it appear you're a political subversive or frivolous,
right.
or God knows what else.
Wrong, yeah. The Holy Grail of conversation. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, a reminder about your health and well-being. Most of the people who are getting sick, 78% of them, in fact, are obese. They have problems tied to their health that have to do with what they weigh, what they eat, that sort of thing. And so as a result of that, it's time for me to help you get out of that hole, that conundrum, that problem. And the way to do it is to lose weight using Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Calitren. Excuse me, I get so excited. Careful. That's it.
Please continue.
I think I will. Thank you very much. It may be shorter, though, after that. Calitren, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. You want yourself to be healthy. You want to get through all of this madness and have the best chance you can of being healthy on the other side. And you got to lose the weight to do it. So buy three, get three free. Buy 30, get 30 free. All that deal connected to using the discount code DJV. Get free shipping as well at toploss.com. On the people side of things, Doug Steffen here with a look at the list here. Number 10 is Brett Crozier and Thomas Modly kind of connected together. Number 9, Linda Tripp. Number 8, Boris Johnson getting out of the intensive care unit. Number 7, the leaders of China. Number 6, Stephanie Grisham and Kayleigh McEnany. Number 5, Nancy Pelosi, Mitch McConnell. Number 4, Joe Biden. Number 3, Andrew Cuomo. Number 2, Mike Pence and Dr. Fauci are in tied position there. And Donald Trump is at number 1 on the people list, which is what you would expect. Lots of attention being given to Dr. Fauci and what he has to say. Some of the contradictions all part of the discussion here in the world of News Talk Radio, which we're happy to cover for you every week. I'm Doug Steffen. Thanks to Talkers Magazine. The list is at talkers.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Dennis Doda. Teens can be moody, and for parents, knowing what's normal behavior and what isn't can be difficult. But there are things parents can look out for that can be signs of more serious mental health conditions.
If teens start struggling socially, academically, and are increasingly more withdrawn and moody at home, declining grades, dropping out of sports activities that they enjoyed previously.
Pediatric psychiatrist Dr. Paul Kroarkin says the other piece is duration. If this is behavior that goes on for weeks and weeks, that's a good clue that something may be wrong.
We encourage parents and teenagers to think of depression and anxiety and other mental health or psychiatric problems as they would of any other medical problem like asthma or a broken bone, in that, you know, if things are severe enough, you need to seek help, you need to see a physician, and they're treatable, addressable problems.
For more information, talk with your health care provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
In these unprecedented times, a lot of companies have changed the way they do business. MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. They still want you to get the best sleep of your life, though, and maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, they have buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. Give your linen closet a makeover at MyPillow.com, and remember to use promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV.
Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air. The stories, take a moment to go through them in order. So you have the official list from Talkers Magazine at number 10, technology in this age of the virus. Number 9, the situation on the Theodore Roosevelt, the aircraft carrier with the virus. Number 8, the psychology of fear and the virus, how that's affecting you. Number 7, celebrities who have had or do have the COVID-19. Number 6, race relations. Are black and Latinos getting more of the virus than white people? Number 5, the presidential race, primary in Wisconsin, politics in general. Number 4, our relations with China. Number 3, what's going on in the healthcare world in terms of treatment, in terms of research, in terms of job opportunities. That's kind of coupled together with number 2, because that's all about the economy and how it's being affected. The economy is almost dead. Wow. And projections as to when this is all going to be over, number 1 this week, on the story list from Talkers, Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. All right, one of the things that I like to tout about Michael and his world is the weekly interview he does with somebody specifically from our field. So the MH Interview, MHInterview.com. This week, Michael interviews the fellow who's running a station that has heritage identity, WABC. And now that it has new ownership, what's on the horizon there, Michael?
Well, that's kind of interesting. WABC is owned by one company. That's the only station they own. It's not a corporate, mega corporate thing. The guy that owns it, John Katsimatidis, loves New York radio, loves WABC, loves radio. And this is going to be a throwback to the good old days and maybe the beginning of a renaissance of small, not small in terms of money, but small in terms of numbers, ownership of radio stations. It could be a renaissance. Very exciting, so we're watching it carefully.
Check it out. Michael Harrison Interview, MHInterview.com. You can find it also at Talkers.com, where you can find all the latest info on what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
What's that saying about you can't pour from an empty cup? You have to take care of you so you can continue to take care of others. And if losing weight is on your take care of you list, then this is for you.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrans and I love it. So far I've lost 35¾ inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try.
I've been on Calitrans now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. No more pain in my feet, my back feels great, and just awesome. It's the best thing that I've ever taken. I've tried it as a market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
I've used Calitrans for a while, and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to size 16, and it makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
Now is the time to put your health on your to-do list. Check out Calitrans at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
She used to play hide-and-seek in your backyard. Now, she's getting married in it. So when you see a bare spot, you need something that patches it fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington has been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Continuing on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, my friend, our friend, everybody's friend, Stephen J.J. Wiseman. He is everybody's friend because he's got lots of helpful information. His college professor, I was going to call you, well, yeah, it is. You have a professorial bent on things, and you are at Bentley University after all. So, sorry. Anyway, Steve has some interesting anecdotal reference and observation on misinformation. Those of you who think that your stimulus check is part of your refund, all right, so what's the real story here?
Yeah, this was something that has just been coming around on Twitter, and which is shocking that it's something false on Twitter. This is such a complex situation. The stimulus check, interestingly, they come up with the acronym. Do you know what the law is actually called? It's called the Corona Aid Relief and Economic Security Act. Cares. So the government cares for us. But the misinformation I'm seeing today and yesterday is that the checks that you're getting, the up to $1,200 per person and $500 for dependents, is a loan that you're getting from yourself, in essence, that it's just an advance off what you would be getting for future income tax refunds. Could not be more inaccurate. These checks, and you don't have to apply for them in any fashion. They're going to come just through getting the information from your either 2019 income tax return, your 2018 tax return, or your Social Security amounts. Those are a straight-out grant to you. I shouldn't use the term grant because it has a legal meaning. It is a payment to you. It is not taxable income. It is not a loan based upon your – and has to be refunded and repaid based upon any refund you get. It's a straight-out payment. So people shouldn't be kind of misled by that misinformation.
Yeah. Right. A lot of people being preyed on, though. A lot of Americans are trying to take precautions. You've been very good about explaining, because not only do you have that professorial role and legal role, but you have a website which is informing people about the dangers of all these coronavirus scams at scamicide.com. Scammers are cooking up new schemes, exploring every angle to profit off of people. What's the latest one? Or maybe you got a group of them you want to share.
Yeah, and I do, because this is one of these things where we actually have made a change on scamicide.com. And if you go to the scamicide.com, the top of the first page, there is a red tab that says coronavirus scams. You check on that, and you will go to each of the scams of the day that we've done that relate to it. And frankly, we're up to 20, and I got about another 10 that are sitting in the waiting room waiting to come on. The biggest ones now do relate to these checks and the checks that you're going to getting. You do not have to apply for it, and the government is not going to be sending you an email, a text message, or a phone call in regard to this. They're not going to be asking for personal information. Anyone that asks for this is a scammer. When you do get your checks, and the checks should be starting to go out, and they'll either be sent wired to your bank account if you use that for refunds for your income tax return, or if you didn't use a bank account to have your refund sent, if you had it mailed, it'll be mailed to you. 15 days after your legitimate check comes out, you will get an actual letter from the IRS confirming that it's been sent out to you and providing you the website to go to if you haven't gotten your payment. So that is the only thing you will get. It will be a letter, and it won't be asking you for any personal information.
None. Zero. One of the things legally these suits that are starting. I want to get your take on the suits being filed against the red Chinese, the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, rulers of China, suits $8 trillion by a group of businessmen in China, another $8 trillion by a U.S. business organization. I can't help but think, I wouldn't mind signing on, just because I want to have a lot of attention paid to them. Are they going to get anywhere?
No, we have a saying here in the Boston area, good luck to you and the Red Sox, who really going to need it this year. No, cases won't go anywhere. But you know something? I kind of agree with you that maybe this is something that will air a lot of issues in the process. May not be ultimately successful in getting money through the courts, but it might be a good idea to get a greater transparency.
Yeah, got to change. We have to change how we do business here. We got to get them out
Absolutely.
Of our lives and our faces. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here with his legal points of view and some warnings, too, from his website, Scamicide.com, on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstrom. At least six people are dead in southern Mississippi after strong storms pounded the deep south earlier Sunday. Some 300 homes and buildings were damaged in northern Louisiana. Thousands are without power this evening. An unprecedented production and cut of nearly 10 million barrels, or a tenth of global supply, under a deal finalized by OPEC, Russia, and other oil-producing nations in hopes of boosting crashing prices amid the coronavirus and a price war. Fuel analyst Trilby Lundberg says global demand for oil's dried up so much because of the pandemic that OPEC's production cuts are likely to have little impact.
There are calculations that a 10 million barrels per day decline in output from OPEC and its partners would be only about one-third of what would be needed to supply and demand balance.
Lundberg says the average price of regular fell 14 cents over the past 2 weeks, 52 cents over the last 7 weeks, to $2.01 per gallon. President Trump says he's facing the biggest decision he's ever had to make. When to reopen the economy.
The president acknowledges that he's facing a major dilemma. He wants to get the country back to work for the economy's sake.
I would love to open it.
But he's aware of the potential health consequences of loosening the restrictions too soon.
I'm going to have to make a decision, and I only hope to God that it's the right decision.
When the country does reopen, the president predicts a big bounce in the economy. Greg Clugston, Washington.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson out of hospital where he was treated in intensive care for the coronavirus. The 55-year-old Johnson expressed his gratitude to the staff of the National Health Service for saving his life when his experience with the coronavirus could have, in his words, gone either way. Check out more news, read the best analysis. You can get them both at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. I come from the doctor's clinic this morning, 28 staples out of my knee, and I am not taking painkillers. Why? Because I don't need to. I'm taking Relief Factor. Yes, it's a triple dose, but it doesn't have any negative side effects. And I am doing just fine, thank you very much. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. That's truly remarkable. To be liberated from your pain for less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Go right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. This is your opportunity to be the next success story.
In the world of sports, an auto racing legend has died.
Stirling Moss, who died in London at the age of 90, is often regarded as the greatest Formula One driver who did not win the F1 championship. But he came very close. Between 1955 and 61, he finished either second or third seven times. He's remembered as fearless, fiercely competitive, and often reckless. He recovered from one accident in 1960 that damaged his spine, then 2 years later suffered brain injuries and partial paralysis in another wreck. Moss then retired at the age of 31, having won 212 races. I'm Tom McCabe.
Former four-time Gold Glove and All-Star second baseman Glenn Beckert passed away. Beckert played for the Chicago Cubs during the 60s and 70s. He was 79. And flamboyant PGA golfer Doug Sanders died at age 86. Sanders was a 20-time winner on the tour in the 50s through the 70s. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Blood tests for the coronavirus could play a key role in helping Americans return to work and school, but public health officials warn that the current wild west of tests on the market is creating confusion among patients and doctors. There's also snake oil claims for cures, and one shock radio host, Alex Jones, is being warned to stop pitching his bogus remedies for the coronavirus.
The FDA has sent a warning letter ordering Jones to stop falsely claiming that toothpaste, mouthwash, and other products sponsored by his website can help prevent COVID-19. Regulators give Jones 48 hours to remove any false or misleading promotions from his website and media accounts. FDA warnings are not legally binding, but the agency can take individuals to court if they're ignored. John Scott reporting.
Televangelist Jim Baker received similar warnings because of products that he was pushing on his television program. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
In these uncertain times, do you need a much-needed break from cooking? If so, let Mary's Pizza Shack take care of you with their to-go delivery, curbside pickup. Mary's is offering to-go beer and wine at a special discounted rate. And as always, they have their famous pizza, pasta, soups, and salads. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. From Mary's family to yours, please be safe.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give them to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day and we knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber. Wednesday night from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Up and unavailable on leases. See dealer for details.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for us to do our weekly job here as we look at the charts from Talkers Magazine. This is the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of our discussions here on the DJV program from this past week, the top stories and the people list from Talkers Magazine. Top 10 in both of those will be the focus of our next hour here. DJVers participating in this for your, I guess, intellectual stimulation, right? Jennifer Horn, when you think of intellectual stimulation, you think of Jennifer Horn. And Victoria Keelan, And Kara Schillen's at the controls in our studio in Washington to go through all of this as an ancillary review, what we know, what we may be curious about ourselves with regard to these items. Number 10 on the story list this week is all the technology. Victoria Keelan does the top five countdown of these stories as an ancillary addition to this hour every week. So technology, as it's playing into the coronavirus, pretty much everything on the list this week has a connection to coronavirus. Everything does. And that seems to be the way that it is. Although I tried to separate us from coronavirus a little bit this week on the DJV program.
It's hard to do.
Didn't have much success in doing it. So what, in your mind, Victoria, is the most prominent technological reality? Is it just that we seem to have enough bandwidth to be able to do all of the things that, because everything involves technology, school, entertainment, just being connected?
I would disagree on the top 10 list of they have technology at number 10 this week. I would actually put it much higher because technology is completely, it's the most essential thing we have right now besides our health. And, you know, every single thing that we're doing, whether it's getting groceries delivered or doing online learning for kids in school or working from home, every single thing, we have never needed technology more than we have at this very moment in our history.
You forgot Zoom happy hours.
And Zoom happy hours. Yes, exactly.
I did forget that.
But Jen brings up a great point. This is also how we're staying connected to our loved ones. No. This is not just, you know, going about daily business. This is, I haven't physically been more than, you know, than 10 feet close. I haven't been within 10 feet of my parents in a month now. So it's, you know, it's so, so important.
So,
but I think the bandwidth so far has held up.
It's really interesting. I'm looking around. I was just I just got an email from Facebook. They have something called Facebook for Business. We all know about Facebook and the connections. We were talking about the way that people who are dating are using Facebook, that sort of thing. But they're all using all the various social media. And it is a way to be connected, stay together. I send emails to friends that I otherwise wouldn't, you know, I might do if I have time to talk to them. But I just want them to know that I'm thinking about them. So send them a quick just an email. How are you doing? What's going on? That sort of thing. So
in some ways, people are more connected than we were before.
I agree.
I think so, too. Like with my friend circle, we have a text message that we didn't have before, a text group where we're just constantly checking in with each other. And
FaceTime. I have
once a week. Now it's every day.
One of the things that I do in my community, I believe in serving and helping as much as I can. I belong to a group trying to save land. Public and private land, and we had our monthly meeting last night on Skype. Zoom, I guess. So that's, you know, everybody's doing it the same way. So technology, I think you're right. It has a very important place.
All of
the
TV shows are on Skype or on Zoom. It's a whole new reality. We don't even see talk shows the same way anymore. Everything is completely the weather report. We were joking about the weather report.
Right.
You know, the guy's at home telling us what the weather's going to be.
The weather's going to be
in front of his roaring fireplace. It's great.
Number 9 this week on the story list is the continuing focus on this fiasco. That not only it's the Theodore Roosevelt, the aircraft carrier, started, that's where it started, but then you find out that there are 3 or 4 other aircraft carriers that have the coronavirus rampant all through the ship, and how the, I don't know how else to put it, I mean, it's just the ignoramuses that are, so I understand that you got to have a chain of command and that people have to, you know, they need to follow, there got to be rules, otherwise there's chaos. But there was chaos on this ship. The captain was trying to get the people off. Originally, he had like 90, and then it spread and was worse than that because there are 3,000 people on this ship. 90 people had it, and he was trying to get them off, and they ignored him. So he sent a public letter to get everybody's attention, and for his trouble, he got demoted or basically reassigned.
And the coronavirus, by the way.
And he got sick. Yeah, right. So this is a black eye in terms of
although the guy I think that let him go or that blasted him publicly is gone. It resigned.
Yeah, good. Yeah, good luck to him. Number 8, the psychology of what's going on. I've talked a lot about what has happened this week in my life, meditation and connecting people with similar thoughts, that sort of thing. There are, as we've both noted, because we've all noted because of the technology, a lot of personal relationships have been enhanced somewhat.
But then there are people who feel the distance, and they get worked up about it. And people, basically, because the news media, I hang it on them, scaring people. The psychological impact of this is huge.
I think people are scared without even watching TV. I think a lot of people have tuned the news out, and they're still scared. So I know you love to blame the news media for everything,
but this is a scary time.
It's a culprit.
But
for people who are alone, this is just who are single or widowed or widowered or whatever, this is a really tough time for them. So anybody you know that is single, we have a few single friends. One friend in particular, we check in with him. We do a happy hour every Friday night with him just to check in because it's lonely. And a lot of people are sinking into a depression with it, too. It's not a great time for that.
No.
And one note about the news media, because I think I'd like to applaud one group of the media, and that is the local news media. I think they've been doing a really good job. I was thinking about the local newscasts that I've been watching are just down the middle with the facts that you need to know. It doesn't feel like there's a lot of fear-mongering.
Really? That's hard to find.
It's the mainstream media, the national mainstream media that
grind,
I think is
grind, grind.
Is the one that's grinding. And they're creating false headlines. And that's what's really so stupid about all
of it. Or overplaying the role of individuals instead of the thing about the collective good. It's pretty, and this is one of the things that, hopefully will change when we come out of this on the other side, whenever and however that is. Number seven this week, the celebrities. The celebrities who have it and who have gone through it. I suppose Boris Johnson is a celebrity and an example of somebody who has had a bad case of it, right? Didn't he have a really bad case?
I don't think it was that bad. He wasn't on a ventilator.
I thought he was in ICU for...
He was in ICU for a few days with oxygen treatment, but not a ventilator. So it didn't get to that point.
Mm-hmm. I think for him, I think they were trying to be extra cautious because he is the prime minister. So they were keeping a really, really close eye.
Well, he also downplayed this. You know, he made himself look foolish.
Well, he may have, but the reason he got this is because he was visiting with patients who had coronavirus. Yeah. So I'm sure that's where he picked it up. But in any case, I think they were being extra cautious with him. Although I think he was very sick. I think both of those things were true at the same time.
Right.
And I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if he got the hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah. Well, that's what everybody who's got any brains is going to do, as long as they're checked out health-wise and their heart's not a problem. Who else had it, though, this week that we made note of? Do you remember? Ladies, what other
celebrities? Well, we only made note of some deaths, which was sad.
Yeah,
John Prine in the country world. Yeah. Somebody... Yeah. The woman from Jaws, the actress from Jaws, she died from it.
Yeah.
There was somebody else too. I think there was a third one. I don't remember.
Well, there's a bunch of them. At any rate, we just know we have to be careful. That's it. Moving along, we'll get to number six in a matter of moments here on the story list. This list put together by the folks at Talkers Magazine. You can find it every week at talkers.com.
What's that saying about you can't pour from an empty cup? You have to take care of you so you can continue to take care of others. And if losing weight is on your take care of you list, then this is for you.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrans and I love it. So far I've lost 35¾ inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try.
I've been on Calitrans now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. No more pain. My feet, my back feels great and just awesome. It's the best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
I've used Calitrans for a while and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to size 16, and it makes my sister-in-law's jealous. It really works.
Now is the time to put your health on your to-do list. Check out Calitrans at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Ahoy! Ahoy! Yoo-hoo! Ahoy!
clients can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with basic plans starting at $100 a year. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for a basic liability policy not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Exercising, making smart food choices, and getting enough sleep are all ways to take care of your body every single day as you age. Now there is an easy way to help take care of your brain, too, by adding Prevagen, a proven brain health supplement, to your daily routine. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with basic plans starting at $100 a year. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for a basic liability policy not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, moving back into the zone here. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen participates as she can. Number six on the countdown. Working our way toward number one on the story list, the race card, I suppose, race issue. More blacks are dying of the virus than white people in comparison, I guess, numbers, stats, whatever it is.
You know, I read the most interesting survey. I don't know that we spoke about it at all this past week, but not only – so the reason the story is coming out is that the study from the federal government – and actually I think it's been echoed locally where people are actually tracking this demographic information – is that it seems African Americans are getting worse cases of the coronavirus. They're just having a harder time with it. Nobody's immune, but they're having a particularly hard time with it, and the death rate's pretty high. But I also saw a study out this week that said of all the racial demographic groups that black Americans are actually taking this the least serious. So Caucasians, Latinos, Asian Americans, they're all actually taking this a little more seriously and actually following the guidelines. And as a demographic, it seems that black Americans are taking it less seriously, with only 32%, I think, of them worrying about
probably a bunch of different factors.
Yeah, well, no, but I think it's kind of interesting.
Education,
right.
Opportunity.
And who knows if there's a correlation with that, but it was an interesting study that I read.
The black people that I know who would be in different the spheres of spectrum of rich and poor and educated and not educated, I don't know whether it's different than with white people, but I know that their eating habits are not good. And some people say it's because they don't have the money to buy good food. And so there's been that whole sort of secondary flap here, the reality of more black people dying and then the reasons for it that have been a part of the discussion, if you will. Moving along, we continue. Number five up next here on the Talk Radio Roundup.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The COVID-19 pandemic threatens millions. Courageous health workers are risking their lives to protect us all, but many don't have the supplies and support they need. Over the past 60 years, Project Hope has trained and equipped health workers in over 100 countries. Now, as the pandemic spreads, Project Hope is expanding its work in the United States and around the world. To learn more about Project Hope's coronavirus response, visit projecthope.org, sponsored by Project Hope.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During these challenging times, our commitment to providing you with the best mortgage experience remains. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. Mortgage rates remain near historic lows. If you think that now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. At rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 33.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back into the issues of the day and the week, the charts for the week of April 6th to the 10th from Talkers Magazine. They listen and do the research by going online to listen to the stations, the hosts, and these are the stories that have made it this week into the top 10 according to their research. Number 5, this is the first kind, maybe this started because Joe Biden and Donald Trump talked this week about not the presidential race, but about the virus and what to do. Is probably been interesting to be a fly on the wall to hear what the conversation was. But at any rate, I saw a poll yesterday suggesting Biden was 8 points in front of Trump. I don't know. I don't remember who did the poll. There's going to be, it's interesting also whether maybe the better move here is to just be quiet. Trump's got the microphone all the time, getting a lot of attention. Some of it's good, some of it's bad. But Biden hasn't been seen very much. A couple of late night shows. I saw her.
He's been doing a daily shadow press briefing, but yeah. I mean, every day he's coughing, he's stumbling. It's not a good look. And I think that's why a lot of the mainstream media outlets aren't picking it up and carrying it more, because it's just not attractive to Biden. And I believe that, obviously, that's my perspective, and maybe based in truth, probably they've got a horse in the race and they probably want him to look the best possible, but
I think that's true with some of the media outlets. A lot of people are touting Cuomo as a viable candidate.
He's not viable at all. I haven't heard people say viable. He's a wish list. There's a big difference.
He's a viable candidate for an election that he's running.
But
I mean, they're viable candidates, but they have to actually run in the election, and that's the problem.
Right.
But speaking of elections, I don't know what happened in Wisconsin.
They're not going to know till next week because they had to, I guess, because...
That's right, too. There was a primary in Wisconsin that got completely ignored by
Totally ignored. I saw a few images of people standing online wearing masks and things like that. But other than that, was Bernie even involved in that one?
Yeah, but nobody's campaign. I mean, you can't campaign. So everybody was, like, both Bernie and Joe. And I think that's why Bernie said, I'm suspending my campaign and not actually just dropping out. Because I think that they haven't been able to do anything. They haven't been able to go anywhere. Yeah. And it's also the wrong time. I mean, we should all be pulling together as one team. As much as that ticks people off, we should all be pulling together.
It doesn't tick everybody off. I'm kind of relieved because I'm sick of listening to these same guys with the same baloney all day, all night, every day, all week, every... It's too much. Maybe this is one of the things that will change. The way we conduct our political races is astronomically idiotic. And to have these campaigns go on year after year after year with the same BS and the same faces. Once in a while you see somebody new, but if, you know, one more moment with Kamala Harris and it would be suicide time. Although I guess she's on the moderately short list for Joe as a vice presidential candidate.
According to reports, she's at the top of the list. But after she took him apart for being a racist, how are they going to try to explain that?
He also doesn't need California. And I think, I don't know, I just think, I think that's a big mistake.
I think it's going to be Whitmer from Michigan, I think, is who it's going to be. I think a lot of people think Amy Klobuchar, but I don't know.
right.
Minnesota is more of a battleground at this point than Michigan.
Is it?
Michigan, more of a battleground.
It is. Interesting. We were talking about the Wisconsin primary this week. You know, I'm connected to farmers everywhere, and I was looking at some reports from the dairy, Wisconsin's big dairy state, and what the dairy farmers are doing there. One of the big issues in the race was all the milk that's being disposed of because there's no market for it. And the conditions of the reality in Wisconsin, because agriculture and dairy is the main industry there, and all the milk that there's no, you know, nobody in school, there's nobody in restaurants, so half the milk is getting just washed away, milk to cows and dump the milk in the field. It's pretty amazing. There ought to be a little more attention to that, but that was one of the main issues in the Wisconsin primary, interestingly enough. More issues coming up from the DJV perspective here on the Talk Radio Review. It's 28 after the hour.
At Sprint, our priority is keeping our customers, employees, and communities safe. During these uncertain times, we want you to get the great service you expect without leaving the safety of your home. Sprint.com makes shopping easier by offering free next-day shipping and no activation fees on our best new phone deals, like a Samsung Galaxy phone. Lease it for just $0 a month when you switch. And when you shop on Sprint.com, you'll get a $100 prepaid MasterCard, too. For now, Sprint.com is the best way to learn about our plans, buy new phones, and get the services you need. Stay healthy and go to Sprint.com today. Samsung Galaxy S10 Plus, $0 per month after $41.67 per month credit. Apply within 2 bills. Requires 18-month lease, new line of service, and approved credit. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Offering coverage not available everywhere. $30 activation fee, taxes and restrictions apply. $100 prepaid MasterCard. Requires port and online registration. Ships after 45 days. Card terms, conditions, and exclusions apply. Member FDIC.
Attention, hardworking Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They're experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you already have filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000 or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your job and you make at least 30 grand a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now. 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. To make $5,000 back from your tax returns, call 800-262-0318.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 8 new family meals to go, like the Breakfast Combo Family Meal, loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the Chicken Fried Steak Family Meal for 4, with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 8. Order carryout or delivery at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Any disease, just direct it.
Carrying a very positive, very important message in this time, lose the weight, keep it off. What's going on now more than ever that makes this an important message?
Well, I think, you know, everybody's focus right now is, you know, I just want to stay healthy. I want my family to stay healthy. And if losing weight is part of that, Calitrin is the right product for you because it doesn't contain any drugs or any stimulants in it. So it's actually good for you. And there are lots of weight loss guides, helpful tips for staying healthy, meal prep guides. There's all kinds of tools that can help you get healthy, you know, right now.
All right, so we're on toploss.com. What's the deal going to be?
Well, the spring sale we've got right now is buy three, get three free, and it is unlimited. So buy four, get four free, buy 10, get 10 free. And that promo code using the letters DJV will save you on shipping on all orders.
Go to toploss.com, lose that weight and keep it off, and be healthy this spring.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 at the hour now. This is our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, the Talk Radio Roundup, featuring people that are on the DJB program every day with me, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen here with our list of the top 10 stories. At number 10, technology. Number 9, the aircraft carrier Roosevelt and the fiasco there. The psychology of relationships. Number 8, celebrities who have COVID, the virus. Number 7, race relations and how the numbers rank up or stack up, race relations being more focus on Latinos and black people and how they're getting the COVID more than others. Presidential race, politics in general. Number 5. Number 4, our relations with China. There is a small business.
You say it wrong when you say it like that. It's China. Come on.
What did I say?
You said China. It's China.
China.
That thing.
China.
I can never hear that word without Trumpifying it. Come on.
Oh, God.
There we go.
China.
Well, there's a small business suit that has been started this week. A bunch of business. There are actually two of these going on. One of them is a group in California. The other is a group put together by some lawyers in Washington suing China for trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars over the coronavirus. This is not going to help. But the rest of the world wants to, never mind the businesses here, but the rest of the world wants to hold China responsible for the breakdown in pretty much everything. And they ought to be held responsible. I think even holding them responsible maybe is too gentle a way of putting it. This is war. And there's a war. There's a psychological war going on here. Go ahead, Jennifer.
And we've talked about this. The thing that I think is probably the most realistic is that if you start suing the Chinese government, which we could allow, Congress could pass an okay saying that people could start individually suing the Chinese government for the coronavirus damage to the economy and to their physicality as well. But I don't know how far that goes with trying to create a more equitable trade relationship with China. I think the better thing is immediately grab our pharmaceutical business and get it out of China. That's the punishment. Take it back. Bring it someplace here. Bring it back to Puerto Rico. I mean, for crying out loud, These people are suffering there.
Is anybody talking
back
like this is going to be a reality? Anybody pushing this?
You know, I don't know, but everybody that I'm talking to that has any bit of power, I'm saying this.
Here? Where's the leadership? Why isn't there some leadership bringing this into focus?
Tom Cotton has been the senator who's been talking about this the most from Arkansas. He has been really the rallying cry about China and
Lindsey Graham.
Are people listening
to him?
I think so. I don't know if it's, you know, I don't know if it's settling in with people right now because I think people are trying to survive. And I understand that. And so as soon as we get through this, though, this is when we need to say, do we want to rely on China for the drugs? Think about how many drugs that they produce for us that are cheap, but that they have to be recalled.
Part of how people are getting treated for this.
But they have to be recalled because they're using a coating that can cause cancer. I mean, think about all the stuff that they can do just with the flip of a button.
Why are we put up it, put up with it to this point?
Well,
it's a good question under the circumstances.
You know, prescription drug prices are astronomical, and so many people, it's life or death. They either have to take the generic or they have to just, you know, suffer with something that could kill them.
And this that's something that President Trump is actually very uniquely set up to do. He has already started the America First agenda. He's already talking about China. He's talked about China for 20 years, about how this has been an unfair balance of power. So if there is a president who is perfectly suited and who has been talking about this and using it as a rallying cry, he's the person. So let's see if he can do something.
There better be some starch, though, whoever the politicians are, whatever side of the aisle they're on. The public, as you've said, I think the public is already onto this, but really will be when things return to whatever the new normal is. There's going to be a finger pointing appropriately at these people for ruining the economy of the world, scaring the hell out of everybody. Who knows whether it was part of the goal to have world domination, you know, that flopped, whatever it is. It's inappropriate for us to be buying Chinese products, period. I looked at the other day. I went into a store to buy a electric toothbrush, into a CVS, and I looked at the offerings, and there were three or four that were made in China and one that was made in Germany. I bought the one made in Germany. It was a couple of bucks more, but I didn't care. And that's what we have to do. You got to make up your mind that it's not about money. That's part of the re-education of our country. We need to be re-educated. It costs money to have good stuff. The cheap crap, whether it's drugs, whether it's toothbrushes, whether it's food, whatever it is, not much food comes from China, but you know what I'm saying. You gotta bite the bullet and
well,
be smart
actually,
about it.
So food does come from China. If you're ever in a grocery store and you see the big bulk of garlic bulbs and they look extra white, those are it's from China and they're bleached. So you have to always look at what the country of origin is, even with produce, because there is stuff that comes from China. My brother accidentally bought one of these garlic bulbs from China, and my sister-in-law like threw it at his head. She was like, I can't believe that you would buy this from
Good
China.
For her.
And he goes,
Good.
Well, it looked really white and nice. And she was like, yeah, because
it's
bleached.
Like white egg. There's nothing creepier than white eggs. Lee, they didn't come from China. I'm just making that comment. My farm comment.
You don't like white eggs?
Oh, horrible. No. You gotta
Why?
Be brown eggs. Because they're bleached. They take they bleach them.
Some chickens do white eggs. I used to think
but that depends on
it's
what they're
based
fed.
Based on what they're fed, right.
They're fed, exactly. Hey, listen to Jennifer become all farmy.
Well, I am a little farmy.
Three.
My family's... I used to grow up on the summers on the farm.
Come on. I know you did. Number three is a focus on health care. I saw that Bill Gates is suggesting that all the testing that we're trying to set up, he has been very active in Microsoft and with his foundations to work on this coronavirus pretty much from top to bottom. And he says that the coronavirus
testing... A lot of
people
saying that he's behind this. A lot of the conspiracy theorists are saying...
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
He's actually behind it and profiting from it. And then I was watching...
He warned everybody of a global pandemic, what was it, in 2015? So,
yep.
He is the mastermind.
If you want to blow your mind on this conspiracy theory, Deborah Birx, who we've been seeing at the White House press briefing, her daughter works for Bill Gates.
Mm. Really? Dun, dun, dun. All right, let's see. Well, I guess I've made my comment and been shot down. I think Gates has got the right idea, but okay.
Not according to Twitter.
The healthcare realities of treatment in your area. Let's go to New Jersey and New York, Victoria, for an overview of what you know. Are people, are there enough beds? Doctors are working, nurses are working around the clock. People that specialize in one thing are actually doing other things because of the need to treat people. So is everybody who needs the help being treated?
So far, that's the report, yes. There are enough beds for everyone right now. There are enough ventilators right now. Other states have been sending any equipment that they can. They've been sending to New York and to New Jersey. We're about a week, maybe a week and a half behind the apex of New York, and New Jersey is not complying the way that New Yorkers have. New Yorkers locked it down. They did it just like people in L.A. did, and look at the results. They flattened the curve even faster than what was projected. People in New Jersey, we've got like a 40% compliance rate. It's ridiculous. I don't know what people in Jersey are doing or thinking, but we're going to, I don't know. It's not going to be, I thought I was better off having left Manhattan, but I actually, I think, you know, depending on what happens over the next week or so, it may have been a mistake to leave Manhattan, because I've seen some really stupid people in Jersey throwing parties with DJs and bands and weddings, and it's ridiculous. So,
how are you that stupid?
I don't know.
Really, how are
it's
you
just, it's,
that dull and that stupid?
It's a weird, like, defiance.
Are people being arrested?
Thing?
What happens in
this? You can get fined now. Yeah, there's a governor's, the governor raised the fine, I think, to $1,000. So if you're throwing one of these gatherings, you get fined, and now they're starting to arrest the people who are also attending, which is the right thing to do.
I'm down with that.
But you know what? You every day that we're outside with the dogs, and we've avoided, we haven't come in contact with anybody in a month, almost a month. But, you know, you see gangs of kids on bikes. Where are their parents? Those kids don't live together. And then they're going home to their families and their grandparents. I don't understand. Why are parents allowing their kids out to be in these big bike brigades all over the place?
Because they don't know how to parent, and they're not responsible, and they're all thinking about themselves.
I guess
not. I have to stay home. I can't go out and be with my friends. Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air. The stories, take a moment to go through them in order. So you have the official list from Talkers Magazine at number 10, technology in this age of the virus. Number 9, the situation on the Theodore Roosevelt, the aircraft carrier with the virus. Number 8, the psychology of fear and the virus, how that's affecting you. Number 7, celebrities who have had or do have the COVID-19. Number 6, race relations, are black and Latinos getting more of the virus than white people? Number 5, the presidential race, primary in Wisconsin, politics in general. Number 4, our relations with China. Number 3, what's going on in the healthcare world in terms of treatment, in terms of research, in terms of job opportunities. That's kind of coupled together with number 2, because that's all about the economy and how it's being affected. The economy is almost dead. Wow. And projections as to when this is all going to be over, number 1 this week, on the story list from Talkers, Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com.
Since we've been spending more time at home, MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. But they still want to help you get the best sleep of your life. And maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, and Giza Pillowcases, plus Bolster Pillows, Neck Pillows, and more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. That's promo code DJV. Refresh your linen closet with MyPillow, MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words, so if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJV code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile, 800-208-1797. As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words, so if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797.
$17.97 power swabs. In just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using power swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJB code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile. 800-208-1797.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
On the people side of things, Doug Steffen here with a look at the list here. Number 10 is Brett Crozier and Thomas Modly, kind of connected together. Number 9, Linda Tripp. Number 8, Boris Johnson getting out of the intensive care unit. Number 7, the leaders of China. Number 6, Stephanie Grissom and Kayleigh McEnany. Number 5, Nancy Pelosi, Mitch McConnell. Number 4, Joe Biden. Number 3, Andrew Cuomo. Number 2, Mike Pence and Dr. Fauci are in a tied position there. And Donald Trump is at number 1 on the people list, which is what you would expect. Lots of attention being given to Dr. Fauci and what he has to say. Some of the contradictions, all part of the discussion here in the world of News Talk Radio, which we're happy to cover for you every week. I'm Doug Steffen. Thanks to Talkers Magazine. The list is at talkers.com. Moving along now, the economy is number 2 on the story list here. This is the overview of the hot hits in News Talk Radio with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen. The economy and how it's affecting all of us. As an example, there are a couple of websites now, national websites, where car dealers wouldn't call this an ad, but they're willing to lease unsold inventory for 70% off the list, the sticker price, just to move the cars.
I was wondering, you answered a question that I haven't done much research into it, but I was wondering, what are car dealers going to do with all that inventory? Because these are the 2020 models, right, that are sitting on the lots now?
Yep.
And then in the fall, that's what typically when the next year comes in.
And
so
this is another area where these manufacturers have got to get smart, because the public is going to start asking, well, how much of this car is made in China? And you're going to have a hard time finding any car, no matter what it is, upscale, downscale, that doesn't have pieces of it made in China. So there's a readjustment.
We've got a Chevy SUV, and it came, the parts were from South Korea, because it listed where everything was from. Mm-hmm. The parts, most, I think the bulk of the parts were from South Korea, and then it's assembled in the U.S.
America. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
But who knows? Individual parts could easily be made in China.
Yeah. Well, there are jobs, if you look around, great opportunity. If you look at the stock market this week, have been pretty consistent over the past 10, 12 weeks. Healthcare stocks are going way up. The technology stocks are going way up.
Clorox is having a good moment. Oh, my gosh. Toilet paper. Clorox. Yeah. Charmin.
gasoline and gas oil, natural gas, that kind of stuff, woof, in the tank, as you would expect. But there are a lot of job opportunities for truckers and people that want to work in in warehouses, that kind of stuff. And then number one, the statistics of all of this, projections on when it's going to be over. That's a waste of time, because I don't think you can really tell what it is. But the stats from the one that I found most interesting this week that we've talked about on this program are the stats from the study in France as to using the Z-Pak and the malaria drug. So see how it all shakes out. Another week of excitement on News Talk Radio. You've heard us talk about most of the issues here. It's 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I want my own website, but I don't know where to start.
Start at Pear. Pear offers hosting plans that are perfect for someone who's just starting out.
But I'm not really tech savvy.
Not to worry. Pear has WordPress hosting packages.
What's WordPress?
It's web software that even a beginner can use to create a beautiful website.
So where do I start? Pear.com?
Pear.com.
as in we make a perfect pair.
Pair Networks Web Hosting. Tell your friends.
Anyone can create a podcast on the web. In fact, there are millions of them online. But if you want quality internet talk radio, just remember this address, TalkZone.com. TalkZone is internet talk radio for planet Earth with talented hosts, great guests, and good conversation. Ready to share your thoughts and ideas with a global audience? Become a TalkZone show host yourself. Learn more at TalkZone.com. Internet talk radio for planet Earth.
TalkZone.com.
Honey, listen to this. Our dog and our cat both need pet care products, right?
Uh-huh.
And it costs us a small fortune to buy pet care products. There must be a place online that sells them for less.
Uh-huh.
And I think I just found it. SmartClickPetCare.com.
Uh-huh.
The company behind it is Budget Pet Care, known for top quality. And they've got all the brand name products. Frontline, Advantage, Revolution, HeartGuard, Capstar, and more. All at great prices.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Why should we pay more? SmartClickPetCare.com will help us save. Honey, are you listening to me?
Yes, dear. But let's hear what the radio announcer has to say.
Right now, get an extra 10% off plus free shipping on your order at SmartClickPetCare.com. SmartClickPetCare.com. Hey, that's a cute dog and cat you have there.
Oh, thanks.
Pay less for quality pet care products. SmartClickPetCare.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour, magic time here. Every week we go through the top five items from the world of technology. Victoria Keelan is here to do the honors with me. I'm Doug Steffen, focusing on number five. First, Victoria, Facebook and the new app.
Yes, Facebook has launched a new dating feature, and it's designed specifically for couples. It's called Tuned, like staying in tune with each other. It encourages couples to create an intimate social network just between the two of them. It's an iOS-only app for right now, meaning it's iPhone only. They have not rolled out anything for Android yet, but you can share your mood, you can exchange music, you can create a digital scrapbook of all of this time that we have together. So Spotify is connected to it, so you can share songs, and you can send each other photos and notes and cards and things like that. So it's kind of cute. I don't know, you know, how popular it'll be once we're not in isolation anymore. But for the time being, it's something that if you want to just connect with your partner, it's a really cute way to do it.
Let me just get some vision here. This is for people who are trying to get together, not couples already, because couples getting together like this would be swingers, the swingers club.
Well, anyone can use it, but it is designed for couples.
For two people to get together, not for couples to be with other couples.
No. For existing couples. It's not a dating app. It's an existing...
Oh!
For existing couples to connect with each other.
Okay. It's not for swingers. Okay, number four.
No. Number four, Peloton's
suspending live classes. All right, what are they offering then?
So what they are doing, which is pretty cool, if you have a bike at home, you do not, this is the thing about Peloton, you don't need to have a Peloton bike, which will set you back $2,800. You can use any stationary bike that you have in your home. And the Peloton app is now free for 90 days. And so they have suspended their live classes, but they do have a lot of pre-taped classes. It doesn't matter if the classes are live or not, especially if you don't have the Peloton bike, which has the screen that's attached to it. So if you just want to get a really good workout, you can use – they have a treadmill app, they have the biking app, and they have a walking app. So all of it is free for the next – if you sign up before the end of the month, you get free classes on the app, which you can also have on your TV. If you have a smart TV, the whole TV will become the app, which is very cool, and it's all free for 90 days.
All right. Number three, working toward number one, Verizon canceling. Here they are again. Your heroes, Verizon.
Yeah, bad news for anybody who is looking for internet connectivity, especially if you've recently moved, then obviously you need, in most cases, you need a technician to come into your home to set up your internet. This is pretty devastating right now because so many people, almost everyone we know, is working from home and kids are learning from home. And if you don't have the internet, I don't even know what you would do besides using your cell phone as a hotspot, and then you're going to have an immense, immense bill at the end of the month. So if you are planning on using Verizon, if you can do the self-install, which I was fortunate enough, our building was pre-wired for it, so I did the self-install. It takes about an hour. If you can do that, that's great. If not, this is really a bad time to need internet.
Number two this week is a focus on Amazon. They're doing something that could. Apparently, yes. Would you agree?
This is very good. So Amazon is temporarily extending all of the return windows due to the virus. So if you live in the U.S. or Canada, most items ordered on Amazon between March 1st, they're dating it back to March 1st, and April 30th, you now have a return window that lasts until May 31st of 2020. Depending on where you are in the country, like if you're in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, I suspect that they will probably push this back maybe even into June because they don't, you know, we're not encouraging people to go out to the post office or the FedEx store or UPS to mail these items back. So I think that it'll probably get pushed back further in those areas. But for the rest of the country who hasn't been as deeply impacted as the East Coast, then you've got until May 31st to return all of your items. Apple has done the same thing. All of the retail stores for Apple have been closed since March 14th. Now, we don't know when they're going to reopen, but Apple says when they do reopen, you'll have an additional 2 weeks after that to return your Apple items to the store.
All right, number one.
Instacart has just, they have done it's unbelievable how much business Instacart is doing. I think it's like a 300% increase recently. So now they've been so busy that no one can find a delivery window. So they've introduced two new options this week. Fast and Flexible is designed for people who need their shopping done as soon as possible. And instead of giving a specific delivery window, they assign the first available shopper. So you'll have to maybe wait a day or two, but you will get your groceries. And then Order Ahead is for people who maybe don't need something for another week or so, and that allows you to, in advance, they've extended it by another week, so you can actually place your order and know in a week or two you will be getting your groceries.
Countdown, been heard on a lot of stations focusing on this sort of thing.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rostrum. The first batch of coronavirus stimulus checks have gone out to American families.
Over the weekend, the Internal Revenue Service announced that the first payments have been deposited in taxpayers' bank accounts. The IRS did not say how many taxpayers received the payments or how much money has been disbursed so far. The agency tweeted, "We know many people are anxious to get their payments. We'll continue issuing them as fast as we can." The payments are part of the huge rescue package stemming from the coronavirus outbreak. Greg Clugston, Washington.
You'll need a lot less of that check to buy gasoline at the gas station. Prices continue to sink.
The national pump price is down 14 cents over the past 2 weeks. It's down 52 cents over 7 weeks. And the new price is $2.01 per gallon. It hasn't been lower in 4 years.
Fuel analyst Trilby Lundberg found the highest average price in Honolulu at $3.22 a gallon, the lowest in Tulsa, Oklahoma at $1.42. OPEC, Russia, and other oil-producing nations have finalized an unprecedented production cut of nearly 10 million barrels, or a tenth of the global supply. Nations are hoping to boost crashing prices amid the pandemic and a price war. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson hailed the staff of the National Health Service for saving his life in a video posted on Twitter. 55-year-old Johnson said he's grateful to the many nurses who took care of him, but two in particular who stood by his bedside for 48 hours when, quote, things could have gone either way.
The reason in the end my body did start to get enough oxygen was because for every second of the night, they were watching and they were thinking and they were caring and making the interventions I needed.
Johnson was discharged from a London hospital. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. I've come from the doctor's clinic this morning, 28 staples out of my knee, and I am not taking painkillers. Why? Because I don't need to. I'm taking Relief Factor. Yes, it's a triple dose, but it doesn't have any negative side effects, and I am doing just fine, thank you very much. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com, and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. That's truly remarkable. To be liberated from your pain for less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Go right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. This is your opportunity to be the next success story.
In an audio message posted on the royal family Twitter account, Britain's Queen Elizabeth says in normal times, Christians would be meeting in churches before dawn on Easter morning, lighting candles and passing the flame from person to person.
It's a way of showing how the good news of Christ's resurrection has been passed on from the first Easter by every generation until now. This year, Easter will be different for many of us. But by keeping apart, we keep others safe.
Social distancing rules were observed during what is believed to be the Queen's first Easter message. The 93-year-old monarch delivered the address alone into a microphone from the castle's white drawing room while the sound engineer was in a nearby room. The Queen assured her subjects that they would get over this coronavirus crisis. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The 75th anniversary of the liberation of the Nazis' Buchenwald concentration camp passed more quietly than originally planned.
With the planned larger-scale commemorations put on hold because of the coronavirus pandemic, the director of the Buchenwald Memorial instead simply laid a white rose among wreaths on the site just outside of the German city of Weimar on Saturday. That marks 75 years to the day since U.S. forces liberated the camp. A declaration to mark the anniversary was posted online. It stated that human rights, democracy, and freedom, quote, must always be defended anew. Bob Agnew reporting.
One mask producer in China says it's rushing to fill orders from overseas while facing stricter quality inspections from Chinese regulators. Wuhan Zansen, which makes masks and disinfection wipes, says $50 million in orders from European countries in the United States will keep them at full production until June. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstra.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In April, we're covering crimes you can commit against and as authors. It's about how you as an author interact with your audience. And coming up in May, we're discussing how to design the perfect character.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always write selfishly.
Use caution.
And now, When Radio Was. Brought to you by Radiospirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and up first, an Oscar-winning British character actor in An Easter Story, all about a little tree. Then after that, Throckmorton P. Gildersleeve and his family prepare for Easter. It's from the final season of that comedy program, 16 Years on Radio. Edmund Gwynn is probably best remembered today for his Academy Award-winning portrayal of Kris Kringle in the 1947 holiday classic Miracle on 34th Street. He began his acting career around the turn of the century, appearing on the stages of his native England. His big screen work launched during the early silent era and comprised about 80 films over a 40-year span. He narrated the story of the little tree two of the four times it was presented on the family theater. The other two times the Easter script was used, Gene Lockhart served as narrator. Joining Gwynn in this version will be Kathy Johnson, Francis X. Bushman, Marvin Miller, John Stevenson, Guy Hamilton, and Richard Beals, who specialized in little boy voices. This is from April 7th of 1954.
Family Theater presents Edmund Gwynn and Dick Contino. From Hollywood, the Mutual Network, in cooperation with Family Theater, presents The Story of Little Tree, starring Edmund Gwynn. And here is your host, Dick Contino.
Thank you, Tony Lafrano. Family Theater's only purpose is to bring to everyone's attention a practice that must become an important part of our lives. If we are to win peace for ourselves, peace for our families, and peace for the world, Family Theater urges you to pray. Pray together as a family. And now to our transcribed drama, The Story of Little Tree, starring Edmund Gwynn as Grandpa.
Come on, hurry, Grandpa. Just over this hill is that little creek I was telling you about. Hurry.
Yeah. Yeah, hold on a minute, Janie. That creek isn't going anywhere. Oh, it'll still be there whether we run or walk.
How old are you anyway, Grandpa?
Old enough to know better than to take any more of your Sunday hikes with you, young lady. Now, where's this brook you were telling me about?
Right over here. See? Just over this bank.
Oh, yes. Perfect spot to rest.
What? Rest again?
Again? When did we rest the first time?
Well, you were talking about it just a minute ago.
Yes, well, suppose we do it this time. Hmm? Yeah, it looks like a good place. Ah. Now that's more like it.
Grandpa, can I wade in the water?
Oh, no, my dear. Better not today, Jenny. Remember, we promised your mother we'd be careful not to muss your good clothes.
Shucks. Why does everyone have to get all dressed up? Just because it's Easter.
But this is a very special day, Janie. People dress up because they're glad it's Easter.
I'm not glad. I'd rather go wading.
Oh, but you ought to be glad, my dear. Why, even nature gets all dressed up for the occasion.
Aw.
Yes, well, just look. Look around you. The flowers are all budding and beginning to bloom. The grass is green for the first time all winter. The trees are full of young leaves. Oh, yes, Janie, yes. Nature knows it's Easter.
Aw, how could grass or trees know about Easter?
Why, honey, a tree probably knows more about Easter than any living thing.
You mean that this big tree here knows it's Easter?
That's right. Well, just look at it. See all those little leaves? They all face upwards toward the sun. Do you know why they turn that way?
Our teacher says they turn up so they can get the sun.
Well, she's correct. Yeah. They need the sunshine to grow. But there's another reason, too, if you care to hear it.
Oh, yes.
Well, now you just settle down beside me here, and I'll tell you how a tree knows about Easter.
Is this a true story, Grandpa?
Well, you won't find it written in any history books, but nobody said it didn't happen this way. No. This is about a tree that lived many, many years ago in a land that's quite away from where you and I are sitting now. Yeah. Now, like any other tree, this little fellow sprouted from a tiny seed and began to grow. Oh, he could hardly wait for the day when he would be able to push his head up out of the ground. So the little tree rested and gathered his strength for the big day. And finally, he felt that he could make it. So, bracing himself on his tiny roots, he gave a mighty push. And he popped out of the ground like a jack-in-the-box. Yes. Now, for a few minutes, the bright sunlight dazzled the young tree. But when he got used to it, he looked around. Yes. Oh, he was pleased to see that he was growing on top of the hill with a wonderful view of the countryside. And not far away, he could see a small town. And nearby, a highway running into the town. Started to turn and look in the other direction when he was suddenly startled by a voice that boomed out,
"Hello there, little tree."
He looked up quickly, and there, towering above him, just a few yards away, was a huge tree smiling down on him.
"See, you must be 1,000 feet tall."
"No, not quite, I'm afraid. I figure I'm only about 40 feet. Ah, but that's high enough, I guess, for I'm really good and strong, and that's what really counts."
"Gosh, will I ever grow as tall as you?"
"I'm sure you will, before you know it, too. Just get plenty of sunshine, send your roots down deep, and get lots of nourishment from the earth."
"Gee, there's more to this growing business than just standing here, isn't there?"
"Yes, but you'll catch on, all right. Besides, I'll be here to help you if you ever need it."
"Gee, thanks, friend tree. You've helped me a lot already. Gosh, I hope I can remember all the things I'm supposed to do."
Well, the days went by and little tree grew like a weed. By now he was almost 6 inches high. And the big tree looked after him like a mother. Every night he'd keep watch over his small friend until little tree was asleep. And then the big tree too would relax and fall asleep. But one night, while they were both sleeping, a great storm broke over the land. Rain spilled over the hilltop as if dumped from giant buckets. Little tree woke with a start and, oh, was seized with panic. He could feel himself being torn from the earth by the rushing waters. He was still quite young, you see, Jenny, and his roots weren't deep enough or strong enough to hold him against the torrents of water that swirled around him. He called frantically to his friend.
"Help! Help, friend tree!
Yeah, but the big tree was sound asleep. He enjoyed a good rainstorm, for he was strong, and the wind and the rain were like a lullaby to him. A howling gust of wind swept over the hill, bending little tree almost to the ground. As he straightened up, he shouted once more with all his might.
"Help!"
And this time, his big friend heard and looked down. He saw the danger in a moment and quickly brought some of his biggest branches into position over Little Tree, forming a great umbrella to shield him from the driving rain.
"Hold tight, Little Tree. Don't try to fight the wind. Sway with the wind. Sway with it. Like me. Watch me. See? Sway with the wind."
"Oh, I see. Like this. Oh, yes, this is much better."
"That's it. You'll make it all right now. The storm's dying down."
"That was a close one. Gosh, I've never been so scared in my whole life."
"Yes, I believe you were. Why, you turned white as a birch tree."
Well, it didn't take long for Little Tree to recover from the storm, and as time passed, he developed into a beautiful tree. Actually, he wasn't such a small tree anymore, but his friends still called him Little Tree, and the name seemed to stick. Now, as he grew up, Little Tree began to think more and more of what might happen to him when he reached the age when he would be of value as lumber. And he and the big tree would wonder about it by the hour.
"Yes, I've been thinking about it for years, Little Tree. I'd like to be made into an ox cart and travel about the country. I'd like to see what's beyond those hills in the distance."
"Oh, I can't decide what I'd like to do. You know,
Being made into an ox car would be kind of fun at that, Tree. Yeah, I hope you get your wish, old friend.
Well, I have hopes. Hey, see that rickety old ox cart coming along the road there now?
Gee, it looks like it's about ready to fall apart.
That's what I mean. That man's had that old cart for almost 20 years now. And he's ready for a new one.
But why do we have to be cut down and made into something at all? Why can't we just keep on growing here like we are?
Well, maybe we will. You see, little tree, I believe that everything on earth is put here for some reason.
Oh, shucks. What good are those pesky little bugs that bother us all the time?
Well, now don't forget that while they annoy us, they're food for the birds.
Yeah, I guess you're right. As usual.
Well, the big tree got his wish sooner than he expected. For a few weeks later, the man who owned the old ox cart came with saws and axes to cut him down. Little Tree was sorry to lose his friend, but the big tree was so happy that Little Tree found he was feeling happy too.
Well, goodbye, old friend. I'll wave to you every time you pass by the roadway.
Goodbye, Little Tree. Take good care of yourself. Maybe I'll see you in a big building somewhere. Goodbye.
And the man hauled the big tree away toward the town. And Little Tree was left alone on the hill. Well, the years went by, and Little Tree became a familiar landmark on the hilltop. By now, he'd grown quite large, and the people of the town always stopped to rest in the cool shade he cast for. He was happy, for he felt that he was performing a useful service in offering a shady rest haven for the travelers along the road. But one quiet night, a strange thing happened. Little Tree was awakened from his sleep by an odd sound. Yeah, it seemed that he could hear music, and yet it was music such as he'd never heard before. It was almost as if the angels themselves were singing. And then, looking about, he saw the brightest star that ever shone lighting up the heavens. Little Tree's leaves were as 1,000 eyes, and he turned them all to watch. The star seemed to cast a light down on one small village some distance away. He heard people speak of the village. It was called Bethlehem. Little Tree didn't know or understand what had happened this night, but a wonderful calm seemed to settle over the land, which made him feel that all was right with the world. Well, Janie, the years went by happily for Little Tree. By this time, he was a full-grown, beautiful tree. His trunk was hard, his limbs firm, and his leaves were the greenest of any tree for miles around. Oh, he was happy, yes, but he still couldn't help wondering if he would ever be cut down and made into something useful.
I guess it's natural to want to be something other than what you are. Maybe a bridge to carry people across some great river. Or maybe a huge temple somewhere. And then, too, it'd be nice to be made into an ox cart like my old friend and get to travel all over the country. But I wouldn't care what it was. Just as long as it was something to help people. Oh, well, maybe someday my turn will come.
Yes, but men seem quite content to let Little Tree continue his duties as a shade tree. Every day, dozens of people would stop to rest beneath his limbs. Then, one day, a small group of men stopped to rest in the shade under his branches. This was a common occurrence, but somehow Little Tree was attracted to one of the travelers. He was dressed as any other man, but there was something in his face, something about his quiet manner, that set him apart from the other men. And of all the hundreds who'd stopped to rest at his feet, this man was the very first who ever paused to admire Little Tree and remark on what a fine tree he was. Yeah, he watched them all as they talked and finally moved on down the road. He thought about them long after they'd gone, and he thought especially about the one with the kind face. One One evening, as Little Tree was preparing to settle himself for the night, he saw a great storm gathering in the distance. Huge black clouds had already blocked out the sun, and the wind swished through his branches, warning the birds to take cover.
This looks like a real storm.
So Little Tree thought to himself,
oh well, storms don't frighten me anymore. I just hope it doesn't blow so hard that it keeps me awake all night.
The storm came up quickly. Thunder boomed. Lightning lit up the sky. And suddenly at the height of the storm, a streak of lightning seared its way from a cloud and struck Little Tree with a mighty crash. His trunk was split almost in two by the blast, and he felt the burn to the very tip of his roots. Little Tree was stunned for several minutes. Yeah, but when he was able to move again, he gathered all his strength and tried to hold himself together to last out the storm. He knew he could do nothing to repair the damage until morning. He was too weak. But gradually, yes, gradually the storm passed. And morning dawned over a clear sky. All the earth was fresh and glistening. It was a lovely day. Oh, but Little Tree couldn't enjoy it. No. No, he looked at himself in misery. His trunk was split by a charred black hole, and the burn still ached all through him.
Oh, if only someone would bind up my trunk with a rope or something to close that terrible gap. I know it would heal. Won't someone please help me?
Yes, but no one offered to help Little Tree. And as the weeks became months, Little Tree grew weaker and weaker. His leaves began to wither and drop away until his once beautiful foliage was all but gone. He began to give up all hope of ever recovering. No one seemed to care whether he lived or not.
Time for a short break on the Family Theater. We'll be right back after these messages.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
Should we teach children to do well, but not too well? That is a message taught by a youth football league in Pennsylvania, which prohibits winning by more than 30 points. One coach knew his team was doing so well they might break that rule, so he was playing the second string. But a 5-year-old who had never had a chance to run with a ball scored a touchdown anyway, and the kids played so hard they won 36-0. Now the league wants to suspend the volunteer coach and fine him $500. Many youth sports leagues try to make sure all the kids have fun. But the only way to make sure nobody loses is to make sure nobody wins either, at least not by too much. Instead of teaching kids to be mediocre, we should teach them to do their best.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During the challenging times we're all experiencing, our top priority is the health and safety of the communities we serve. And while it's true that things are changing rapidly every day, one thing that'll never change is our commitment to giving you the best mortgage experience. At Rocket Mortgage, our guiding philosophy of every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, exists for times like right now. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. If you currently work with us and need assistance with your mortgage, contact us 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. As we all think about ways to save money, let me remind you that mortgage rates are near historic lows. If you think right now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Hey guys, I'm Ma.
And I'm Daisy
from the Chicks on the Right. Take a break with our brand new podcast. It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week we're getting real about the topics that moms like us care about, from health education in our schools to the ins and outs of the social media apps your kids are using. We've done the research so you don't have to. We know it's important to you because it's important to us, too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
As soon as we're back out in our yard, yep, we get company.
dandelions, lurking crabgrass, and wheat-thin grass. But Scout's Turf Builder Triple Action takes care of them all. Now, with one bag, you can kill weeds, prevent crabgrass for up to 4 months, and feed for greener grass. Triple Action, so your lawn thrives, guaranteed. Only from Scott's.
Weeds aren't welcome here.
This is a Scott's yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Triple Action today.
And now, curtain going up on the second part of the Family Theater on When Radio Was.
Then, one evening towards dusk, Little Tree noticed a lone man approaching along the road. Even in the twilight, he recognized him. It was the man with the kind face who'd admired him that day so long ago. He seemed weary and troubled as he slumped to the ground to rest. It was so seldom he had company anymore that Little Tree forgot about sleep. Kept his eyes on his lonely guest. He watched as the man did a strange thing. He rose to his knees, turned his face toward the heavens, and closed his eyes as if he were asleep. And yet he knew he wasn't asleep. No. And so all through the night he watched him, puzzled. Before dawn, the man arose and prepared to leave. But then he seemed to notice Little Tree for the first time and looked at him for a long while. Little Tree wished that he could make himself disappear, for he imagined the man must be remembering what a beautiful tree he was when they last met. As he watched, the man placed his hands over the charred hole in the tree trunk. Little Tree felt completely relaxed for the first time in months, and as his visitor walked away toward the town, he fell fast asleep. The next morning he awoke with a start. A great crowd of people had gathered around him. They were looking at him and pointing. And Little Tree looked at himself to see why he was so suddenly such an oddity. And then he looked again. It was amazing. He was exactly as he had been before the storm. His trunk was whole. All his leaves were there. Everything about him was just as it had been in his most beautiful days. He listened to the people up in the road. Yes, and Little Tree agreed. It's like a miracle. It was indeed a miracle. Yeah, and he became the popular landmark on the hilltop once more, with passers-by always stopping to rest in his shade. And yet, somehow, in spite of his own happiness, there was an uneasy tension in the air. Little Tree couldn't understand it. No, people stood about in small groups, muttering to themselves and arguing. Then, one day, several men with saws stopped before Little Tree and began to look at him from all sides. Little Tree thought, surely his big day had come at last, and he shouted to the birds in his branches.
At last I'm going to be made into something. Oh, and it'll be something wonderful. I just know it will.
Yeah, but instead of setting their saws in his trunk, the men climbed into his branches and sawed off one of his biggest limbs and carried it away with them. Little Tree was perplexed. Couldn't understand what they would want to make with just one limb. Wondered about it all that evening. And the next day, it was still puzzling him when he noticed a large procession coming along the road. There were many soldiers and hundreds of men and women. And as they drew nearer, the bark about his trunk stiffened. And he remained still as stone. For there, leading the procession, was the man with the kind face. And then Little Tree
tree saw what had happened to his limb. It had been used to make a wooden cross. Time and again the man stumbled and fell under the weight of the great cross. But no one tried to help him. No. No, the mob threw stones, made fun of him.
Here, master. Here, let me help you.
Here, there. Away with you.
Please. It is too heavy for one man. Let me help him.
He needs no help. He is king. He is God. Or so he says. Let him call forth his angels if he needs help.
Come, master. Lean on my shoulder.
Away, I say.
Please, sir. Let me help.
I have all the help he needs right here. My whip. See? That's all the help he needs.
You will sadly rue the day you laid a hand on the master. I promise you.
And I promise you, you'll rue the day you try to interfere. All right. Along with you, king. We have it all day for this business. Come. Maybe a few more stones will hurry him along. Out of the way, fool. Else you may find yourself in similar straits.
Take me. Take me gladly instead of him.
Away, we have the man we want.
But he is innocent.
Innocent? You heard Pilate's order.
I heard. He found no fault with him.
Then you heard the people's order. They said crucify him. Now be gone that we may carry out justice. Onward!
As Little Tree watched the procession reach the top of the next hill, he could scarce believe his eyes. And on one of them, they had nailed the man with the kind face. Little Tree knew that this must surely be the ugliest day in all the world's history. For the first time in his life, Little Tree cried. Cried until all his leaves were wet from the tears. And soon, all the trees in the world knew what had happened, and they cried too. For they all knew of the wonderful thing the man had done for Little Tree.
And then what happened, Grandpa?
Well, Janie, for 2 whole days, not a bird sang, not a leaf stirred on a tree, not a cricket chirped. It was as if the whole earth were dead. But on the morning of the third day, different. Yeah. Little Tree could feel it from the moment he awoke. The birds were singing, the sunshine was warm. The world was suddenly happy again. And then later, he knew why it was happy again. For there, walking along the road toward him with his faithful little band of followers, was a man the crowd had nailed to the cross. A man called Jesus. Little Tree was so happy, waved his branches in the wind, and his leaves all danced with joy.
He has come back.
He lives, he lives.
Little Tree watched as the men stopped beside him. They listened to the man as with a kind face he spoke to them for a long time. And then, as he spoke, he began to drift gently upward from the earth into the sky. Little Tree turned all his leaves up to watch this amazing thing. He suddenly had a feeling the man was leaving never to return. And he cried out after him.
Please, please don't go.
Though he knew the man would never be able to hear him, a tree, speak. And yet somehow the man did seem to hear. So he turned to Little Tree and said,
keep watch for me, Little Tree, for someday I shall return.
And with that, he drifted further and further upward into the sun until he seemed to be lifted into heaven itself. And little tree did keep watch. Yes, each day he would turn all his leaves upward toward the sun and follow it closely from dawn to sunset. And soon, all the other trees on earth heard what had happened, and they too turned their leaves upward, keeping watch with little tree. Yes, and so it is that even today, every tree turns its leaves upward toward the sun, keeping watch, as little tree first did centuries ago.
This is Dick Contino again. You know, like Little Tree in our story, we all like to feel we can be useful and helpful. And one of the great pleasures in life is knowing that we're useful and helpful in an undertaking that means something. None of us can be happy if we live just for ourselves, because the job of living comes from giving. Yes, giving ourselves to something we know is bigger and better, worthier and more enduring than we are. That's why the greatest pleasure in living is giving ourselves to God. When a family joins together to give themselves to God in family prayer, they are united in the joy and happiness that only family prayer can bring. I guess we all know from experience that it's true. Whatever we give to others comes back to us in some way or another. And whatever we give to God comes back a hundredfold. So let's give God a little time in our homes each day. Let's take a little time out to join together with our family for family prayer. Then we'll really know how true it is that the family that prays together stays together.
More things are wrought by prayer than this world dreams of. From Hollywood, Family Theater has brought you the story of Little Tree, starring Edmund Gwenn. Dick Contino was your host. Others in our cast were Francis X. Bushman, Marvin Miller, John Stevenson, Richard Beals, Guy Hamilton, and Kathy Johnson. The script was written by William Lutz, with music composed and conducted by Harry Zimmerman, and was directed and transcribed for Family Theater by John T. Kelly. This series of Family Theater broadcasts is made possible by the thousands of you who feel the need for this type of program, by the Mutual Network, which has responded to this need, and by the hundreds of stars of stage, screen, and radio who give so unselfishly of their time and talent to appear on our Family Theater stage. To them and to you, our humble thanks. This is Tony Lofrano expressing the wish of Family Theater that the blessing of God may be upon you and your home, and inviting you to be with us next week when Family Theater will present The Way of the Cross, starring Jeff Chandler. Maureen O'Sullivan will be your hostess. Join us, won't you? Family Theater is broadcast throughout the world and originates in the Hollywood studios of the world's largest network. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
Traditional Easter story known as the Story of the Little Tree, originally broadcast on April 7, 1954. It is the third of four times that script would be used on the Family Theater. As you heard, the host of that presentation was Dick Contino, a musician who was only in his mid-20s at the time. And at the end of this show, I'll share with you some additional trivia about him. I'm your host, Greg Bell, and coming up next on When Radio Was, we continue this Easter theme as Willard Waterman stars as the Great Gildersleeve. It will begin right after this.
Ladies and gentlemen, the ringing of that phone bell means adventure.
Hello?
Hello. The young man answering the phone is Archie Goodwin.
Yes, this is Nero Wolfe's office.
The mountain of a man in the oversized armchair, staring at Archie with a beady eye, is Nero Wolfe.
Mr. Wolfe is in. Mr. Wolfe is always in. Would he stay in until... You would.
Archie, what on earth?
Boss, she sounds blonde.
Phooey.
Rex Stout's reclusive, overweight, orchid-loving super sleuth is masterfully portrayed by Sidney Greenstreet in Radio Spirit's 4-CD collection, Nero Wolf, The Case of the Midnight Ride. Mystery Buffs can learn the logic of this armchair detective extraordinaire as he presides over 8 curious cases.
He's disappeared. It's been 3 days now.
Nero Wolf, The Case of the Midnight Ride, sells for $15.95. But When Radio Was listeners can get it today for only $10. Plus, get free shipping.
We've still got a disappearance case, and this one you're not sitting out.
Indeed. And who has disappeared now?
Mary Dunning. Stevens is back, but Mary's gone.
Go to radiospirits.com now or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code WOLF77.
Excuse me, Mr. Wolf.
Hold the wire a moment.
Wait, Mr. Stevens.
Come on in. I haven't had a chance yet.
Well, what?
No! No!
Get your own copy of Nero Wolf, The Case of the Midnight Ride today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code WOLF77.
Kramer's on his way to your place now to pick up young Dowd. Any instructions?
I'd like more company.
The ball game is all wrapped up, isn't it?
I'd still like more company.
Right, Mary and Schwartz?
If you can get them here. And Archie.
Yes?
Get them here.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Do you know one thing that you can do to make your turkey hunting season more successful? That would be scouting before season opens up. Hi, this is Drew Ramage with Drawn to Wildlife's Tip of the Week. Why is preseason scouting so important? Because it can provide you with a wealth of knowledge about the turkey's behavior. Scouting can tell you where the birds are roosting, where they fly down, how many turkeys are using your farm, and much, much more. How do you scout? Arrive early in the morning and listen to see how many birds are gobbling and where they go once they hit the ground. Then, when the coast is clear, walk around. See if you can find feathers, tracks, droppings, or dusting locations. This could tell you where they're hanging out during the middle of the day. Scouting before season can give you plans 1, 2, or 3 in case the bird isn't cooperating or gets boogered up. To learn more about this topic and many more, check us out on drawntowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. This next comedy series began in 1941 as a spinoff from the Fibber McGee and Molly Show, often credited as the very first spinoff. Harold Perry originated the role of Throckmorton P. Gildersleeve a couple of years earlier, playing McGee's blowhard neighbor and mild nemesis for Fibber. Their humorous arguments quickly became one of the show's weekly highlights. When Perry was given his own series, he was surrounded by a fantastic cast, and a 16-year run would be the result. Perry, though, moved on in 1950, and sounded like Willard Waterman was hired to replace him. Staying on were Walter Tetley as nephew Leroy, Mary Lee Robb as Marjorie, and Lillian Randolph as Bertie. Although in this Easter episode from the final season, I believe it is Lillian Randolph's sister Amanda as the Gildy's maid. Also listen for Richard LeGrand as Peavy. This is from April 16th, 1957.
NBC presents Willard Waterman as the Great Gildersleeve. This time, the National Broadcasting Company brings you a new adventure of The Great Gildersleeve, written by Virginia Safford Lynn.
Say, Unc, I was just thinking.
You, well, don't.
Well, that's the way the bunny hugs.
How did a bunny get into this?
I was thinking about Easter.
Oh, well, why didn't you say so?
Then you let me?
Let you what?
I was hoping you'd let me go to the Easter sunrise services.
Well, we'll all go. We always go. Bertie sings in the choir.
Well, thanks for letting me stay up all night Saturday so we'll get a good early start.
Why, we've never missed a sunrise service. Stay up all night? Who said anything about staying up all night?
I did.
Leroy, we go through this every year. What's so fascinating about staying up all night? Night's just like daytime, except it's dark.
But if I stay up all night, nobody will oversleep.
No one's going to oversleep.
Unc, I'm not getting through to you. The only way we can be sure nobody will oversleep is for me to stay up all night.
Ah, there's one other way.
What other way?
Well, in this age of automation, there's a new mechanical invention, a startling new device that'll take care of it.
No kidding. What invention is that, Unc?
the alarm clock.
In just 60 seconds, we'll hear what's going on in Summerfield. But first, hear this.
This is Clifton Fadiman speaking. Won't you join me every Thursday for Conversation, a program of civilized talk for civilized people about civilized matters. Our topics range from love to crime, from good books to good parties, from the problems of being an actor to the problems of being retired. And our conversationalists range from comedians to philosophers. They include actors, teachers, poets, scientists, prison wardens, and even a quiz champion. Conversation has won many awards in the course of its radio career, but more important, it's won a host of friends. To these old friends, and we hope many new ones, we're happy to announce that Conversation can once again be heard every Thursday over most of these stations. Watch your daily paper for the exact hour. For good talk on subjects you'd like to hear discussed by people you'd like to hear from, join us on Conversation every Thursday.
Have you seen the... Well, what's this? Millinery shop?
Oh, I'm making a new Easter bonnet for my little niece.
Oh, fine. How are you, Judy?
Just fine, thank you. I guess this is going to be just about the prettiest Easter hat anybody ever saw.
Yeah, and I'll bet you'll be about the prettiest little girl in the Easter parade.
Thank you, Mr. Gilsley.
Now, don't mix up them ribbons, Judy. I got them measured off. Did you want to ask me something, Mr. Gilsley?
Oh, yes, Bertie. I was looking for the advertising section of the morning paper.
Oh, I must have used it to make a collar pattern for the new dress I'm making. Was it something important?
Oh, no, Bertie. Hogan Brothers is having a special Easter sale on suits, and I thought I'd give myself a treat. But I can stop in there tomorrow.
Hey, I got some swell ones for Mr. Peavy. Oh, hi, Unc.
Yeah, my boy, I wondered where you were.
Well, I went down to get some dyes and stencils for Easter eggs. Look, Judy, I got these flowers and bunnies for you.
Thank you, Leroy. Aren't they cute?
Oh, that was real nice of you, Leroy. I'll hard-boil the eggs for you. But I expect you and Judy will have to attend to the coloring, because I got to help collect Easter lilies and decorate for the services. And we got several choir practices, too.
Oh, sure. Judy and I can do all this stuff.
Yeah, I'll go finish my evening paper.
Yeah, well, I'll put the stencils in a dry place, like the sideboard.
Well, dinner will be before very long, Mr. Gilsley.
Smells mighty good, Bertie.
Unc, by the way, what am I going to do about my new slacks? The pants are yay long. I'm not going to grow that much between now and Easter. Of all Bertie's got to do, I hate to ask her. What'll I do?
Oh, don't worry. Bertie's never too busy to find time to do things for us.
Yeah, that's why I hate to bother her. Oh, say, Unc, before I forget it, where in the Bible will I find the 23rd Psalm?
Well, it should be in the book of... Why do you want it?
I want a quote from it in my Sunday school paper for Easter.
Oh, well, we'll talk about that later.
You know where to find it, don't you?
Oh, yes. Don't worry. I'll have it for you.
Thanks, Unc. I know I can count on you.
Do I know where it is in the Bible? Well, do I? I better look it up before Leroy finds me out. Well, where is our Bible? It's always kept right here. Oh, this is terrible. And at Easter time, too. Well, I guess there's just one thing to do. Find an authority on the subject. Now, I can't think of anyone better than our minister, Dr. Horton. Yeah, that's a good idea. Always enjoy talking to him anyway.
Time for a short intermission. We'll be right back with more from Gildy right after this.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dickus.
Seven California elected officials are suing California Public Employment Relations Board for violating their First Amendment free speech rights. Well, Pacific Justice Institute will give free legal advice to people seeking to opt out of union dues. Visit pji.org.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Because it can provide you with a wealth of knowledge about the turkey's behavior. Scouting can tell you where the birds are roosting, where they fly down, how many turkeys are using your farm, and much, much more. How do you scout? Arrive early in the morning and listen to see how many birds are gobbling and where they go once they hit the ground. Then, when the coast is clear, walk around. See if you can find feathers, tracks, droppings, or dusting locations. This can tell you where they're hanging out during the middle of the day. Scouting before season can give you plans 1, 2, or 3 in case the bird isn't cooperating or gets boogered up. To learn more about this topic and many more, check us out on drawntowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
Welcome back. You're just in time for the second half of The Great Gildersleeve on When Radio Was.
Why, Mr. Gildersleeve, come in.
Yeah, good evening, Dr. Horton.
How nice to see you.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I'm afraid it's been a long time.
Well, that depends on how you measure time. If your yardstick's the pleasure of seeing a friend, then it has been a long time. But if it's from a sensorial viewpoint, you'll have to be the judge because I haven't kept track.
Yeah, it's nice of you to put it that way.
Well, sit down, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Yeah, thank you. Say, you've redone your study, haven't you?
Yes, indeed. I think it makes the room more spacious, don't you?
Yeah, I like it very much. Did you do it just recently?
9 months ago.
Oh. Yeah, that does make it a long time since I dropped in from any viewpoint.
Well, in any case, I'm glad you came. Oh, help yourself to those special Easter cookies my sister made today.
Yeah, thank you. Mmm. Oh, they are good.
When my sister comes back from dyeing Easter eggs for the kids across the street, you'll be sure and tell her that.
Yeah, please. I certainly will. Well, then, you don't think these things are too frivolous?
Hmm?
Easter eggs and cookies and things like that, I mean.
Well, why should they be frivolous?
Well, one of the things that brought me here was a feeling that people are getting so they take Easter rather lightly.
Well, now, you must have a special reason for saying that.
Yeah, yes, I do. There seems to be too much emphasis put on material things. New suits, Easter bonnets.
Well, it all goes in together more or less. Easter bonnets and new clothes are sort of symbolic. The spirit of renewal that's part of Easter.
Yeah, I suppose so.
The opening of buds, the blossoming of trees, green stalks thrusting up through the rich brown soil, the reawakening of the earth, giving promise of life. Miracles before our very eyes.
Yeah.
So what harm could there possibly be in a new Easter bonnet?
Well, it's wonderful for you to look at it that way. I'm almost ashamed to tell you the real reason I came to see you.
Oh?
You see, Leroy asked her to find the 23rd Psalm, and I couldn't tell him.
Well, if you'd stop to think, you'd realize it's the Book of Psalms, and of course, it's the 23rd one.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I wasn't thinking, was I? But, I didn't know whether it was the New Testament or the Old.
Couldn't you have looked?
No, I couldn't find our Bible. That's what really upset me.
Did you ask Leroy?
Well, I was a little embarrassed.
Well, the chances are that Leroy has been using it for his paper.
Say, I never thought of that. He's probably up in his room.
Yes, the whole thing isn't too alarming. There are a great many people here in Summerfield who would have the very same trouble.
Yeah, I suppose so. But what do people do when their children ask questions like this?
It's more alarming when the children don't ask.
Oh, yeah, I see what you mean.
The children are curious and interested enough to seek knowledge. There's no cause for alarm.
Yeah, I guess I never thought about that before.
But I don't think we do enough talking about religious matters, especially with the young folks. Oh, I know the Sunday schools do a good job, but that's only 1 hour a week.
Yes, it's true. We don't have very much time for discussion.
Dr. Horton, I've got an idea. I'm going to set aside one evening this week to discuss these matters with Leroy. And his little friends, if they want to come.
Well, I think that's a fine idea.
This is kind of new to me. I don't know quite where I'm going. But as they say, a thousand-mile journey begins with one step. And by George, I'm going to take that step.
Part one of the Great Gildersleeve Easter Time episode from April 16th, 1957. We'll have the rest of it at the beginning of our next show. I'm your host, Greg Bell, and earlier we featured the Family Theater's traditional Easter episode, The Story of the Little Tree, hosted by Dick Contino, a very accomplished musician who was still a teenager when he first came to fame. But can you name the instrument he plays? I'll have the answer and wrap up when radio was right after this break.
Johnny Dollar.
Hans Garrett, Johnny, Sheriff's Office.
Oh, hi.
Well, you can quit looking for Russell. We found him.
Well, that's good news.
Is it? He's dead.
Bob Bailey, Mandel Kramer, and more star as Johnny Dollar in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Medium Rare Matters. It's regularly $39.98, but when Radio Was listeners can get it today for only $24.98. Save $15 and get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code Johnny33.
Ants, get over here fast.
Well, what's the matter?
Look, I've got no time to explain. There's a man outside with a gun and I can't hold him off much longer.
Who is it?
I don't know, but I've got a strong hunch it's the one who murdered Russell. And he's trying to do likewise to me.
Order Medium Rare Matters today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code Johnny33. This offer is available for a limited time only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Just a moment. Don't settle back in your chair. You're going for a ride. Ready?
Are you ready to never miss a When Radio Was episode and stream the most recent shows for free? Then get our Radio Spirits app today. Download it at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android.
Alice is madly in love with Phil, and Phil is madly in love with Phil.
And we're madly in love, too, with free streams on the Radio Spirits app. Try one of our premium plans and get thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Gunsmoke, Our Miss Brooks, Jack Benny, Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, and many more. You can also download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening, bookmark programs, and resume play whenever and wherever you'd like.
I don't know if I can stand the shop. Come clean. What's the problem?
There's no problem if you want free When Radio Was daily streams. Just download the Radio Spirits app today with no risk or obligation. Get a free trial now for your iPhone at the App Store or for your Android at Google Play.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
Should we teach children to do well, but not too well? That is the message taught by a youth football league in Pennsylvania, which prohibits winning by more than 30 points. One coach knew his team was doing so well they might break that rule, so he was playing the second string. But a 5-year-old who had never had a chance to run with a ball scored a touchdown anyway, and the kids played so hard they won, 36-0. Now the league wants to suspend the volunteer coach and fine him $500. Many youth sports leagues try to make sure all the kids have fun. But the only way to make sure nobody loses is to make sure nobody wins either. At least, not by too much. Instead of teaching kids to be mediocre, we should teach them to do their best.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Welcome back. Before we took a break, I was talking about Family Theater host Dick Contino, just in his 20s at the time of that broadcast. He is renowned for his skill at playing the accordion. I'm Greg Bell, and that'll do it this time around, but be sure to visit us at the website, winradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.